You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
I'm Mileka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
This is Leah Wong, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Put down that 7-Eleven Spam Musubi and come get your grind at Cocoa Head Cafe.
DJ Zach Morse, Season 7, Episode 4.
It's taped on Valentine's Day. Sorry, I'm a little verklempt because...
Verklempt? What the heck is verklempt?
You remember Mike Myers, the coffee talk?
I don't care, bro.
You know SNL. Movie, forget it.
Give a movie.
Everyone, listen to this. Okay, listen. It's raining cats, dogs, hapia outside.
This album was named Cats and Dogs.
I'll get to that in a
all
second.
Right. All right, old man.
Raining a lot, we're all wet on Macaulay, everybody's wet. It's only fitting that, you know, things are wet and it's the Valentine's show and it's love and you're wet. So when you're thinking about being wet, it's only fitting that we call this show, well, I didn't really give it much thought, but I was going to say, what's love got to do with it? That's the way love goes. Let's choose one. We always start each segment like trying to figure it, you know, we repeat episode, right. Season, right. The name. So we're going to put this out each segment. What will be the final vote
final
to the
vote.
Name? Now we have That's the Way Love Goes.
Is
Fall in Love.
Love Unlimited.
Love Unlimited?
I don't watch this stuff.
I mean, it's the love show. It's the dating show. We're going to get to that in a bit. But
Love.
What do you think?
Love Potion number 808.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
No.
Okay, so... We'll continue with nominations.
All right, all right.
And by the time this show is out, we're going to have an official title.
Right.
Okay, so.
Sounds good.
How about that?
And look, everybody, we have a timer.
Yeah, through YouTube.
No, not Angry Robots, but.
Not Hidden Habitat, yeah.
Not Hidden Habitat.
Hidden
Habitat. Hidden Habitat.
Hidden Habitat.
An actual timer.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're going to, this segment's going to be.
This is going to be, oh, the entire segment? Well, we're going to do this for rants.
Okay.
In case there's a rant, we put on the timer,
right.
And then we have a 5-minute like time limit. There's a ring, so 5-minute time limit for a rant.
There we go.
But we're gonna try and condense the show a little bit better,
rant,
so less hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
So let's go with it. The weekly
recap.
What the kids call recap.
So it's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Have you done anything? Given anything to the wife?
Okay. So here's the thing with Valentine's Day.
Right.
Depending on where you are, if you're dating and you just met the girl,
right.
Depending if you've known the girl for 10 years, 20 years, it should be acknowledged, but nothing of any big hoopla.
Hoopla.
You know? Like, okay, you could get the flowers.
Yeah.
Like last year, I delivered the flowers to the work.
All right, bro, that's how you do it.
Right, but she doesn't work today. So she's like, no need to deliver me nothing because I'm not over there. I'm like, okay, fine. So you go and you get something a little bit, like you can get like she likes the diamond head torte.
Oh.
At Diamond Head Grill.
Okay,
shout out to Montserrat.
Shout out.
You know what the Diamond Head Torte is?
Nope, but I know it has something to do with turtles.
No, not
all
at all.
Right. Yeah,
so it's a chocolate cake with peanut butter and banana.
Little
banana inside. It's like a stacked thing. So I got to go. Diamond Head, brave the Hollies, brave the surfers, brave the Chinese to go in there.
Good luck on that one, bro.
Luckily, I parked my car. Ran in there, got the torte. I was like, you got them all.
This morning or last night?
I went this yesterday.
Yeah.
So got that, put that in the fridge and say, hey, open it up. Take a look.
Eat them.
Eat them. Hurry up.
Drink some coffee. Eat them. Let's go.
That's right.
Was she bummed that you're doing the podcast, though? Maybe she wants to spend the whole day wine and dine and wando nine.
You see, once again, when you've known somebody for a long time, no one cares, okay? Because as we know, Valentine's Day is a crock, okay? It's a commercialized
crock.
It is, crock.
Actually. Think about it.
It's a fake holiday. It's a holiday to make single people feel bad. And then to make us people who have a person, we're dating, married, to have to be obligated to do some kind of rubbish. Shouldn't every day be Valentine's Day?
It technically should, yeah.
So that's why.
You're single. Knock it off, bruh. Knock it off. Stop posting that stuff.
Oh, yeah, they said.
Oh, single day. Bad, knock.
Yeah.
brother.
Happy Galentine's.
No. Okay.
Oh, it's
don't do it.
Okay, yeah.
Nah, don't do it, bro.
Well, you see the part. Are you okay then with the Galentine's instead of
what's Galentine's?
Gal's night out. Galentine.
Galentine's Valentine, bro. You get one Valentine's, Valentine. Not. Never mind.
Right. Okay.
99 69. Never mind.
69. Not up the butt. That's a lot of so, we're gonna delve into dating in Hawaii in July later on. We're gonna have special. We're going to have a lot of women coming on.
Yeah.
A lot of broads. It'll
be appropriate, right?
Yes.
Yes,
we have a special surprise woman.
We got to make sure we do like air hugs and like air kisses because we don't want to get any allegations.
You cannot touch the girl, bro.
Sleep time's over, bro. That's okay, bro. Yesterday, I kissed many a girls.
Hey, all right. You did?
No.
Okay, I thought she was going with something. Okay, sorry.
Actually, a lot of my friends with their girlfriends and wives from Maui came in. And,
oh.
I thought about it at the end of the day. I actually thought about it.
You thought about kissing other girls?
No.
Sorry?
No. It's like, you know, I like aloha. I'm Hawaiian, bro. You know, aloha kind. Like, hey, I'll say.
All right, fine.
And I thought about it at the end of the day. Like, man, this is crazy.
Cannot.
You can't even kiss somebody hello. Like, aloha styles. Like.
I guess you can.
Anymore. Actually, consciously, when I'm closing up the shop, like, oh.
Right.
Can you do this anymore? I mean, I didn't even think, though. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
That's just kind of like a common thing, right?
I guess so.
That's why I'm like, dang, is it come down to that where it's like, even when you go in for like, hey, this is my friend. Hey, this is my wife. This is my girlfriend. Right. Hey, how's it?
You know,
you okay?
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Is it that crazy?
Things are gonna work. Yeah, sensitive.
We consciously got to be like, hey, hi. Like, why? How weird is that, though?
But you know what? I mean, I've been doing that forever. I don't like hugging. I don't like hugging.
Well, I do high five. I do high five to like female customers.
That's lame, bruh.
High five. I feel high five is better than a shake, though.
Why? You creating yourself as an equal. You're an equal.
You're not equal, like.
That's lame, bruh. You're gonna tell them awesome.
Yeah, you are awesome, girl.
Well, that might work.
Get it, girl.
That might work. You go, girl. Make that money, girl.
Huh?
I don't. What? Sorry, but I was never a hugger. If a girl pulls me into a hug, I feel awkward. I just don't feel like, I feel like I'm invading their space. Oh. Seriously.
But they're pulling you into the hug.
But still, yeah, I'll hug, but then I'm not the best hugger.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just feels awkward to me. And it's funny that it's evolved into like everybody's not hugging because of this whole allegations rubbish. So go figure.
Go figure.
So that's how we get to the Valentine's
that's
show.
That's how we get to the Valentine's show. Everybody should be February 14th, Anti-Touching Day.
Might as well.
Everybody get the antimicrobial.
Right.
Like the waterless hand wash.
Waterless hand wash. I mean, it's raining enough outside today that everybody can get wet on their own. We don't need to get wet from anybody
just
else.
Just jump
see,
outside
people come early.
And you get wet over here like that.
People coming early and they don't know. Okay, wait, let's just get this.
Coming early.
There goes, coming early.
I wonder where the guests are coming early.
Coming
hello.
There we go.
Yeah. Actually, our first guest ever.
Hi.
Our first guest ever is back.
Hello.
Lovely day to be single.
You can just have a seat here, relax a little bit. We're just doing our opening.
Just sit down. Everybody's getting wet.
Yeah.
It's all about being wet today.
So we'll introduce our guests a little later after we go through this first segment.
Yeah, so right. So where were we here?
Where were we? Anyway, so we did the tort.
Oh, I'm continuing on with the recap thing. Okay, so here's unwritten law for Valentine's Day, okay? Depending on how long you've been with that person.
Right.
Depending what you do.
Right.
This is universal, though. Despite all of that, no one should be going out on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You should not go out to dinner Valentine's Day.
Yeah, when you're young.
If you're an amateur, yes, because you don't
know
any better.
And like, you know, high school, you try.
When you go Spaghetti Factory, good enough.
But close down already. Yeah. And when you're young.
No, I beg to, if I may.
Yeah, you're right.
It reopened in the Aloha Tower.
It already did?
Yes.
That was fast.
That's a smart place to put it.
That is a very smart place.
Anyway, all the guys.
But no, I mean, like, you know, when you're like early college, early 20s, you still try to get the reservations for Valentine's. It's because we're older, that's why.
Okay, let's bottom line that too, all right? When you're in your early 20s, you're dating some girl.
Right.
You're trying to get this Valentine's thing going.
You kind of say we're not going to do nothing.
You're going to go do something, but the ulterior motive is you're trying to get laid.
No, okay? You're not.
That's
bro.
You're trying
that was
to
your
get
ulterior
laid.
Motive, bro.
I'm not going to kiss and tell, but I'm going to say it right now. because of the fact it's so commercialized that every restaurant you were to go to, you're in this forced kind of event.
Yeah,
you're
in
a fixed menu, five courses of love, and then they herd you in, herd you out.
Right.
So it's not really the romantic, fun thing of it. So the alternative would be to do something on your own. Just go home, eat at home.
Right.
do something special like that? Cook for the girl?
Remember that horror story that I had about Hollywood Joe's?
Went to Hollywood Joe's?
Yeah, for Valentine's. Had a reservation, has everything. Okay. Waited like an hour and a half.
Why?
With reservations.
Oh, well, that's about, once again, it's Valentine's. High volume.
I had reservations.
Everybody in Kaneohe, where are you going?
Well, I went to the one in North Shore. Even worse.
Even worse than all the Holly's going.
All them. You know what? All the Holly money, bro.
Exactly. I want prime rib.
Over there,
looking some prime rib, bro.
And my half Puerto Rican Japanese fiance at the time. Which, you know,
that's what? Right.
I forget. Forgive me, honey. But anyway, we waited for an hour and a half.
Okay. And you guys stayed the entire hour and a half waiting.
Well, because it's like, what do we do?
She never go like, never mind.
Go all the way to the North Shore.
That's true.
Yeah. So going to any other restaurant would be kind of murder, right?
Yeah.
So we stayed and we did it, and I was disappointed. So I leave with Joe's. You owe me one, bro.
Yeah, there.
Owe me one.
I didn't even know there was one in North Shore, actually. Yeah. What's in Haleiwa? Duh. Stupid private school.
Anyway.
Okay. How many years were you into dating when you took her to Haleiwa Joe's? Was this year one?
I think we were married already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you remember year one?
I don't remember. Year one? Oh, no. I did a lot of good stuff. I mean,
sorry.
I wrote notes and little gifts.
You wrote notes.
Of course, bruh.
Chill out. Rhyme.
Busting a rhyme, bruh.
Sorry,
man. I was really good, dude. I mean, the older you get, the longer you're married, you just get over it.
You're over it.
So, I mean, I'm not over it. It's just, man, I put so much creative juice in it.
Okay, well, bottom line, everyone, don't go out Valentine's night.
Just be creative. That's what my wife said.
Be creative.
Just be creative.
Just cook
at
home.
If you don't have enough money, if you don't live at home, kick your parents out for the night. Tell them, Nori, I'm not going to do any kind.
Okay, if you're living at home with your parents and you've got some girl.
Dude, majority shut it down, of guys that are in their early 20s live at home with their parents.
I got
it's
it.
It's a thing. It's a millennial thing.
Is it really? More so, it seems like it's been going on forever.
Yeah, it does seem like it's been on forever.
It's like a Punahou thing, I think.
A Punahou thing.
How many Punahou kids live still with their parents?
Bro, everybody in Hawaii, no matter what school you went to.
I moved out in my 20s, bro. I'm just saying. Okay, so bottom line, go another night.
Okay.
Valentine's night.
So that's what we do. We go another night, yeah.
You can still celebrate it.
You have kids like me, bro, and you don't go any night. Bro.
Well, that's a whole other...
You're going to drag those rubber rats with you, bro.
Topic, yeah. Call up.
Anybody get the coloring book, get the crayons.
Get the iPad, give the headphones, and that's it.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, sorry. Good, responsible parent.
I try, bro. It's hard, you know. Okay. But I figure, you know, try to keep me interactive.
Oh, it's like about to be sad or something.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
So where are you guys going then?
Okay, so we're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm editing the show tonight is what I'm doing.
I'm supposed to be coaching basketball, and we're going to go to dinner
practice.
Like CPK because we have the kids. You know, so.
Oh, that's like a regular dinner.
Yeah, but I bought her flowers last night.
Okay.
And then we're just sleeping and put it on top of the table.
Okay, what kind of flowers do you get? What do you get?
Okay, she don't like roses.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife does not like roses. She likes tulips.
Oh.
It's hard to find tulips.
Where do you gotta go? Bertania Flores.
You gotta go Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea.
I don't know, but tulips are hard. So she likes a good arrangement of flowers.
All
right. Colors. She's not a rose girl. She's not a rose girl.
Okay.
One time I got roses on surprise. It's like she liked it because I did that, but it was roses.
Oh, she was pissed off.
No, it's just kind of like, I did it because I was like, oh,
it's okay.
Buy a rose. It's like, okay.
It's basic.
Yeah, it's basic thing.
Oh,
my wife is not a basic B.
Well, your wife is she's a character.
Puerto Rican with a Japanese, right?
That equals spice.
That equals,
not good.
Yeah.
Drink plenty milk. She's a what do you call it, hot tamale? She says
Puerto
things. Puerto Rican, exactly. So that's all I'm saying.
So we're gonna plan our date later on. It's coming.
Okay. Yeah, I really have no inclination of when we're gonna do this.
Yeah, but I gotta do
dinner.
Something though. So that's why I need the flowers.
You have to do something.
I got a little paper, pink paper. I cut the heart out, make the notes, bro. Try it, bro.
I don't
try it,
you.
Bro. Try it, know, bro. Write something from deep down in
you.
The
gotta,
depths of your black
let me,
soul.
Let me tell you, I got a pen and a paper right now, and I can tell you something.
Oh, you got me like a pink paper, bro. And construction paper.
She doesn't like pink though.
Okay.
So therefore,
great.
Everything shades are gray. You never know. Is it black or white? We don't know.
Oh, boy.
So that's Valentine's Day, which is today.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Happy love, everyone. So on top of that, we're recapping everything else that's happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with Friday night.
Friday night.
Okay, so went to the place known as the highbrow room.
Oh,
that's what the kids call it.
Kids,
okay.
Yeah.
And then... if you remember, no, they can't. But then a person that can go there is our good, long-time close personal friend, the Lord.
Hey!
Right? Now he's formerly of 12th Avenue Grill.
Does that mean you're no longer going to 12th Avenue Grill?
Boycott, bro.
I love that, bro. Ride and die,
I'm
bro.
I'm saying it on the air,
you
bro.
You ride and die, 69, bro.
Not going up the butt at 12th Ave.
God,
you say 69, I'm going to say up the butt.
Because what?
Sorry. Because yeah, of that guy.
No, there's a woman in there who's saying this.
Even more exciting, right?
Yeah.
So, we're not.
To her the preface of this.
Jerry, I'll tell you later. We're gonna go to the highbrow room now because the Lord is there.
Awesome.
The Lord, as you know.
He was on free agency.
He was a free agent pickup. Highbrow.
Signed a contract.
Because you remember, I mentioned Brad. You remember Brad from the. We were on IG Live
yes.
with Brad.
Yes.
At the highbrow room,
yes.
right?
Yes.
He's a Holly favorite.
Shout
he's
out.
He's moving. Oh. So therefore they needed a, he's moving off island, so that's why they need to have somebody take over.
Oh, I seen a picture.
So that's how they found the Lord. So right. it was a good fit. That was there on Friday. That was right before the Lauryn Hill concert.
Right, which I see the social media stuff on it. It looked good actually.
I was surprised.
Yeah. I'm bummed because I didn't expect it to be.
No one saw that coming. Yes. No one saw that coming. She still looked crazy.
She looked crazy.
But she at least sang the songs. Like somebody maybe have, they wrote her a different contract or they put the gun to her head and was like, don't go out there and cry about your son.
Don't smoke the lace weed.
And apparently she didn't. She sang all the hits. All one album.
My friend saw her at Walmart. She had Woko.
Really?
He took a picture of her.
Really?
Lauryn Hill walking in Walmart, buying stuff in Kim Woko Walmart.
Wow.
My friend's a hip hop head. He's like, he took a picture. He's like a little selfie with her, like, you know. Like,
right.
I was like, dude, that is so dope, though.
Was she wearing the same outfit she was wearing?
She was wearing like a black hood.
That same, like, kind of scarecrow.
But to me, I'm like, dang, dude, how do you not. But Kim Woko might be the right one, though. Because there's more transient people there. There's not many, too many, like, hip hop locals.
It is a third world country.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it is, dude. It
you
is.
Need a passport.
That's the wrong place to want to be on a crisis or a zombie.
No.
Kim Woko Walmart, right? You better.
One guy get infected, eat everybody.
Yeah.
Eat everybody. See, we got all the people coming.
Everybody coming.
Everybody's
early,
coming.
Bro.
Everybody. Hold on. Oh, the door's open. Okay. Here we are. See, all the women are here. All the women.
All the time.
I tell you, it's the
all
most
time.
Women ever in this store. Sorry, I had to.
You just gonna have a seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the seats.
Sit down. Everyone just so. Yeah. Sit. Okay. So, that's coming for later. Where were we? Okay, Lauryn Hill. She's
yeah.
crazy. Forget
crazy.
It. So then we go
now,
into.
I don't know if she's crazy anymore, but. Because
she's on different antidepressants or something. Maybe
she broke up with the Marley clan, you know, because she got with the one that one Marley. She got a kid with him.
She had a kid with right. Ziggy Marley.
Was this a Chris Cypher show or total separate?
Oh, this wasn't Tantric?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Tantric, speaking of them, they're bringing in April R. Kelly is coming.
Whoa.
So you know what that means?
Is people going?
All the women that he's keeping in the basement, he's going to let them out.
Oh, bruh.
They're all going to go. All the sex slaves are coming. That's going to be a crazy show. R. Kelly's
R.
coming.
R. Kelly? I don't know. Where are they going to be performing at?
Blaisdell.
Oh, wow.
Sold out. Automatic.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow.
It's R. Kelly. Like, he's got hits
galore. Yeah, we can ask our guests later.
They're going to probably say, forget it.
Anyway,
and after that, there was Lauryn Hill on Friday, yes.
Crowded then.
Yes. And then on, let's fast forward to... Well, there was Sunday was the concert known as Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat was here too?
Yes.
How was that concert? Was it packed?
Okay, I of course I'm not going to go to that.
Okay, yeah.
No guy really, unless they're going with a girl, should go to Keith Sweat. But.
Yeah, I don't know if any guys.
There's no guys going except these two that I know of that will remain nameless.
Oh.
There were two men in their 40s.
Bruh.
I'm not going to say their names.
It's okay. Then.
They know who they are.
It's okay, bruh. Let them go, bruh.
And they went together. One was married. They're not gay. They went to Keith Sweat together. Now, I pose the question to you. If your friend had a Keith Sweat ticket, which I don't know why, and he's a guy, and right. he said, you're like, go with me or what? Would you go with him?
No.
10 out of 10 guys would say the same thing. But this guy decided to get Keith Sweat tickets. Never mind that Valentine's Day is today, so obviously it's a Valentine's show. Okay? They went. They were pretty much one of the few Asian... minorities in there.
I'll go to Jodeci show.
You'd go Jodeci with guys?
And you're like, hey, Kevin, where can I go? You go Jodeci.
That's not going to happen.
I'll be like,
nah, I'm not.
Bro, you said about Jodeci.
You got to go with women to this. You cannot go
Jodeci,
a bunch of guys.
I mean, Jodeci.
And you guys all would stand up and dance.
Well, I'm going
to come and talk to me. And you stare at me. No, forget it. That's a topic for a different time, but I'm just saying.
You go by yourself then?
No. To do Jodeci?
Yeah. Would you go by yourself, maybe sit up like in the high end by yourself? Kind of just.
And then just like cross my arm like this.
Yeah, just cross your arms like this.
I won't rule that out, but.
I never see Jodeci though. Like, I would love to see Jodeci.
Well, none of them have died yet, so that's a possibility. So. I'm not going to call all these guys, but I heard. So I'm going to get the review, give you the review of what happened. Okay. So they were there. They were the only one of the few Asian people there. As you know, a lot of the African-American contingency was there. A lot of older people were there.
Was it Cut Close and Keith Sweat?
It was Anthony Hamilton.
Oh, bro. Anthony Hamilton. Keith Sweat.
This was a 4-hour show.
Whoa.
They performed for 4 hours.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, you get your money's worth, bro.
And here was the kicker. Keith Sweat came on the stage. He had couches on the stage, and he had bottles of Hennessy on the stage.
Whoa.
He was pretty lit.
Bruh.
Okay? And he basically turned it into like a comedy show where he would talk, and then he would swear, and he would talk about like how, you guys are wondering how much money Keith Sweat still got in the bank? Well, you know what? I'm all right. And he's talking to people like this.
Did he sing?
He sang like a song here and there, and he's like, you know, I own all my publishing. And he's like kind of ranting throughout this whole thing. And he's bringing couples up.
Okay.
And that's why the couches were there. So
he's singing to them.
He's bringing the couples up. He's singing to them. He's like, how long have you guys been married for? You still love them? And then the wife goes, I don't know. Yeah, I don't blame you. And like, he's like roasting couples on the stage. So it kind of turned into like a comedy show. Like, therefore, I like would want to go now.
Oh,
if it's Keith Sweat drunk, right? So Keith Sweat was drunk. It was a 4-hour show.
Wow.
In the middle of singing I Want Her. Remember that song?
Right.
Midway through, he gives the mic to the manager and he just walks off midway through the song. And then that's it. And then the manager had to come up here. They're incomparable. Keith Sweat.
That's it.
And the lights going up.
Wow.
Not even a goodbye. Nothing. Man, and he was out. And he probably went to go throw up in the back. And that was it.
He would sleep.
Probably. So he was massively drunk, singing all kinds of stuff, staring at women.
Did anybody else go to this? If you went to this, make sure you comment.
Apparently, he asked the girl for his number while he was midway through a song.
What?
That was what was told to me. He went, saw a girl, midway through a song. He's got to be 55. And if you Google Keith Sweat,
right.
Keith Sweat's net worth, it says $100,000. It literally says $100,000.
Yeah, for me, right?
Keith Sweat in the concert said he's doing all right.
But you gotta figure Keith Sweat should be a millionaire.
Royalties.
If he did it right. Wow.
Whew. So there was that. That was pretty much that was from Sunday.
Right.
Oh, we have to end out with this. The Honolulu Club, the good people.
Oh, yeah.
At the Honolulu Club, went there. Went to the bar.
Okay, yeah.
Is a bar on Ward Avenue. Right. Someone that's going to be here later was their guest bartender.
Okay.
Right? That was our first guest of all time.
Yeah.
Just Jarrett was there.
Hey.
And I went there. Went to eat. Went to drink. We're going to discuss that, I guess, more with her later on. Anything else going on? That's my week.
That was your week. My week, pretty much I won the basketball game. Yes.
What's the record now?
Go Clippers, bro. 3-2
Is that the one with the
No. Not with the coach.
Not with the coach? Okay.
But we won the game by 1 point, so we won one. 3-2 back on the winning streak with the kids, bro.
So how many more games are left?
We have 4 more games.
Okay.
So we can win. And then ask me to coach again next year.
Excuse me.
So I said yes.
Can you change the name of your team?
I want to change the name to the Sonics.
Will they allow that?
I don't know. I'll try Rockets. Let me do Rockets for you.
Oh, I think that's very nice of you.
Just be the Rockets.
I'm flattered you don't have to do that for me.
The sponsorship 3 times over in the jerseys.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, but anyway, I won the game.
Yes.
What else happened? UH lost. Just if anybody cares, nobody cares.
Actually.
I ate crap last night. Ended off with that.
All right.
Ended off with me eating crap.
No. To anyone listening, not literally eating crap. Not an Eagles fan, but. What happened? You was on your skateboard.
Yeah, my hydro flask, my coffee flask, and my bag of rubbish, my backpack, and my skateboard. Parked about 3 blocks down, right? So I was like, I'm going to skate down. Okay, I skated 20 years of my life. 20, 30 years of my life, right? Okay, I don't skate that much now, but I can kick and I can push and I can get there.
Okay.
So I get out, lock the door, I have all my hands full, the backpack on now, push past the shops.
Yeah.
Right by the bus stop, I hit a rock.
What? That was it?
Boom. Bag over the head. Garbage
Flasks.
Flying. Skateboard kicked back.
Yeah, kick push. Lupe Fiasco laughing at you right now.
He is laughing at me. The worst part is the bus came the exact time.
Of course
it did. As I was flying in the air, I seen the bus in the corner of my eye. I'm like, no.
Everybody
bus
coming out.
Bus opens up. Lady comes out. She grabs my skateboard. She's like, are you okay? I see you hit that rock. I'm like, yeah. Of course my ego is bruised, embarrassed as hell. But luckily, I'm okay. What kind of, my wrist feel kind of tight right now? You can, physical, dude. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to massage you.
Work it out, bro. Okay, well, sweat together or something.
All right, great.
But, yeah. So I got back on the board.
All right.
Pick up my stuff, look for my keys.
And you're back.
Kick and push my sorry ass all the way down three blocks. Get in my car. Cry a little bit.
It's the thing with new skateboards. See, the wheels are not absorbent.
Yeah, dude, it hit that rock, and all I know is I just see
these kids, man.
Flying like.
And you didn't land on. Well, you didn't land on anything like.
Tuck and roll, bro.
Tuck and roll. All right, so, good.
I mean, on the real, I'm not saying that. Move. I'm just saying that the years of skateboarding and eating it.
Yeah.
It had to help because my red reflexes was like, tuck roll and I popped back up like instantly, like boop.
And you just stood back up like, oh, yeah, nothing.
I stood back up. I was like, crap.
Okay.
Started grabbing everything. The lady gave me the board. I was like, oh, man.
That's nice.
Of course, my wife made fun of me.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I don't know why I agree to these dang things. I mean, she's like, tell me the story. And she's filming it.
Like, that's what I'm saying. She's a hot tamale. She's controversial.
But anyway, I'm okay, bro. Humility, right. Bro. I want to show people humility.
So we need more of in 2018.
Yeah. So that's all basically right. How I'm going to end it. Valentine's Day.
To start off the Valentine's show, humility.
Yeah.
You need it.
Sleep That's time's it. Over. Cabin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 7, Episode 4.
We don't have a name of this show yet.
Heat's wet.
Like bed.
No.
I don't know. Get wet. Forget it.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Michaela here, letting you know the Sleep Time's Over shirt and women's tank tops are now available in all sizes. Get them for you or as a gift for that special someone. Don't be a yahoo and order now on lightsleepers.net or see Cabot in person at the Light Sleeper store located on 2009 South King Street. Don't sleep.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
You ain't gotta play hard to get. I know you like the art of sex. I'm putting down my plan like an architect. Before you, we can all get wet. I got a lot of nerd talking this to you, right? I'm straight up, this shit makes sense to you. Girl, you ain't got a front, don't be acting dumb. Hey, if you got the good, then I want some. I'm trying to get down, this ain't no lie, you got. But I ain't never fucked with a menage, why? It's three like the stripes on the eye. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the magic number, ask my partner. Nah, I be serving that ass like a bartender. I'm on to you, what when you ain't watching ya? I'm on to you, what when you ain't watching ya?
See, these things get so. I'm caught up in
your game. Sleep time's over, Catalyst, the way that you exactly.
On the down low.
Season 7, Episode 4.
The happy ending.
No. Happy ending.
We're not gonna call it that. We're coming up with nominations, okay? There was that one. There was
Love Unlimited.
That sounds like old.
Wake Me Up, Free Go.
That sounds. No, I'm not even gonna say the word. See,
no,
off the bat.
I don't like it, bro.
And this is exactly why.
Well, let the
we
lady
have,
they can vote on what they want.
This is why we have. Women on today, because we're going to get their opinions on things, because our things could be wrong entirely, like what you just mentioned. So, it is the love show. And here we have today, one of two women that we're going to discuss love and dating and love, Hawaii dating, what's wrong with it, how bad it is, and today we have our special guest, Erica.
Hey, Erica, hey.
Okay.
Hey,
yes.
Hawaii.
Welcome. Yes.
Silent.
I have to stay here. Aloha.
Wow.
Oh,
see?
Sorry. Off the bat, you trying to give yourself away.
Yes, not from here.
Where are you from, Erica?
From California.
Nice. How do you know this Yahoo right here?
It's a good question.
Met him through friends of friends.
That's pretty much how you know about the social scene. We're social
go.
People, okay? In the town, in
friends,
the city.
Friends of friends, bro.
How's that? So, when it comes to friends of friends, when it comes to social scene, you came from Ventura. How did you build up your friend base here? What, because that's going to lead to dating.
How did you end up here first?
I was recruited at a job fair back in LA, and some guy from the company I work for right now said, "Hey, you want to work in Hawaii?" I was like, "F it, I'll try it out. Why not?" So I just packed up and left a month later after I was off the job.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very good. And how long have you been here thus far?
Oh, wow. About 2.5 years now.
Okay. And in the 2.5 years that you've been here, and since this is the dating show, what have you seen that has been different from California to here? What have you noticed as far as people, social?
Good question.
I guess the transition was a little difficult because I came here with my ex at the time. So I wasn't really into like this whole social media using apps to date because I worked two jobs, so I had a desk job and then I had my serving job at night. So I'm like, how the F am I gonna meet people? And people are like, oh, you should try Tinder or you should try Bumble. And I tried it and it's kind of creepy. So the day I tried it, it was really creepy. Like,
indeed it is.
Here in Hawaii, you get a lot of temporary individuals, so dating here is not that easy. In Cali, you know they're kind of going to stay. So here
that's a good point.
I'm here until March. Want to hang out? Nope.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I thought about
so
that.
It's like temporary.
And plus it's an island, so someone is going to know someone or someone.
Oh my gosh, that is like the worst thing. Especially because I don't try to use my Facebook. So I'm bringing myself out. I'm still on Tinder. But if you put your Facebook on there, you can see who your mutual friends are, and that's kind of creepy. And they're like, oh, how do you know? And it's like, I'd rather not discuss that with you.
Right. So already off the bat, it's just creepy.
Well, my friend met his wife on Tinder.
See, that's right. There's good things about it. Like, people have met the loves of their lives and stuff, but in Hawaii it's a little harder because, you know, you either have the people who are like, oh, I'm self-employed, so it means you're unemployed.
Exactly. Entrepreneur? Yeah. That's something else.
Yeah.
That's what you see a lot of. So with all these online sites, so is interpersonal communication, is that dying?
You kind of lose it too because people depend so much on emojis and short messages. So I've had dates where it's like you're face to face and they're kind of like lost for questions. Like they're, you know, like you can't have a deep connection anymore.
Right.
Like the conversation is kind of like gone. I mean, not every date has been like that, but I would say it's more of I try not to categorize myself in it, but the millennials, like they're just always all about their phones. And it is the worst thing to be on your damn phone when you're on a date. Pisses me off. I have walked out on a date where a guy was like on his Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But then see, what, as so disrespectful as that is, it just is so common.
It's so simple.
And nobody puts the two and two together.
First date,
even more so. But it's just like nobody puts the two and two together. Girl is in front of you here. You're gonna do this.
Well, get off the Instagram of a girl.
I'm like, what? Exactly. On date one, too. Wow, that has happened. You walked out.
And I don't know. Here in Hawaii too, it's a little harder because finding guys who want to go on dates to watch games is a little. I'm kind of different, so it's really hard to go on dates. And I'm like, oh wait,
there's basketball, football.
He's like, you know, you can't ask me on a date on a Sunday during football season. Like, it's just. Unless you're going to watch it with me. And I'm very vulgar, so I cannot be my lady.
Okay, you bring up an excellent point. Okay, so this is something,
right? Yes.
Packers fan, yes. She brings up a thing that is just mind-boggling, that is amazing and mind-boggling at the same time. Okay, now she is a devout sports fan.
Right.
And she's into hip-hop.
Yeah, she picked out the Quasimodo.
She's into two major, major things that should easily get if a male suitor.
Right.
But it is not the case. When I first met her, she was into it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is like, how are you not like.
No, but in the mainland, in California, there's a lot of girls.
Granted, yes.
Talk about that.
Right.
I'm pretty sure you have a squad of girls Oh, yeah. All like Madlib, Quasimodo.
Oh, yeah.
All that
at
stuff.
At least know of what these things are. Dope, know man. What a slum village is. And yeah. That Mobb Deep and stuff. And, but then to be into sports, that's like the ultimate girl. It's like, I mean, like, you don't see that, right?
Maybe they're baffled. They're so nervous. They don't believe it.
I mean, like, I would easily just be like, this is exciting. What is going on with these guys? Like, it's just, it's amazing.
Maybe it's Hawaii guy.
Is that the case? Okay, yeah, so here, what have you seen here? As far as Hawaii guys, as opposed to the mainland guys.
Some are just, like, not into sports. They like to be outside, and I get it. Hawaii's beautiful.
Okay.
Hiking, scuba diving, whatever. But when as soon as you say you're not into sports, oh, I just watch it when the Super Bowl's on. Oh, I just watch it when
you're done.
The finals. I'm like, it's not going to work.
See you later.
That is awesome.
And if you do craft a lot of that here, you really do. It's so weird. And it sucks because I do have a deeper connection with these guys who are temporarily here because they are into sports, you know? But, you know, island boys here, it's like, nah, bro, let's go surfing. I'm like, no, there's a game on, sorry. I can't.
I mean, that's a factor. When people, even if it's they're local or transplants, the reason why mainly they come to Hawaii is because they want to do the outdoor thing.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I went on a date with, I was dating a guy for a while who got me to go outside. I lived here 2 years and I didn't see a waterfall till like a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Right.
So I'm pretty much, if there's a game on, I won't.
Basketball team? Your favorite basketball team?
I'm a Laker fan.
Yep. Lakers, Dodgers.
Dodgers. But your football team?
Packers.
Why is that?
Well, my family liked Brett Favre when he was in college.
What college?
He went to Mississippi. And then he went to the Falcons first.
You see how great this is?
If you're going to like a team, you got to know everything about it.
Right, true.
We were all of a sudden Titan fans. We can't even name people who were on the team before Mario.
Don't get me started, bruh. I have no comment. I'm not going to add to that. But yes, you're exactly right. But see, it's just, that's what I'm saying. Like, dating is just so complicated.
It is.
That here, you would think would be easy.
And it's kind of messed up, though, too, because you are using an app. So it's like, if you're not attracted, obviously you're going to. So the difference between guys and girls when they're on these apps, I guess guys when they're on this toilet, they just swipe right on everything, you know, and then it's like process of elimination.
Waiting for
match,
someone.
Right?
Yeah.
For girls, it's like the initial picture. If they see a picture and they're not into, swipe left.
Is that how females interact with
that? Yes. It's like the total opposite. Like, girls take the time, guys just swipe when they're on the toilet in the morning.
Ah, that is true.
From what I've heard. And
so girls, it's the initial picture.
Oh, yeah. And so it's kind of messed up, though. Like, I'm not going to go on a date with him. We may have things in common, but if I'm not initially attracted to him, it's kind of messed up.
Well, because basically that's what Tinder is. It's people shopping, right?
Yes.
You're just looking at looks first. You don't really know what they talk like, what they sound.
Yeah, exactly.
And physical attractiveness is important. I mean, as much as people always downplay that, you got to be physically attracted to the person. If the personality is there, then even more so, then that's it. But if the personality is trash, then all right, send them out. But there's got to be a physical attractiveness to this. That's why Tinder is the way it is. But okay, so with that said, what type of men are you attracted to? What are you looking for? What are the traits? Erica, let's go. Let's try with a K. Let's try and figure this out to see if we can.
Well, it's gonna sound really racist.
Don't worry, it's a racist show. You're fine.
I don't know, ever since I grew up, I wasn't really into my own race, so I guess it's everything that is outside my ethnicity.
What is your
interesting?
I'm Filipino, so.
Shoot them down, guys.
That's right.
All the Filipino guys side.
Lock them down.
Back
I'm
to the
sorry.
Chicken
pot. I mean, maybe one day I'll change my mind and I'll meet someone organically who's like, hey, I'm a Packer fan, and they're like, Jay Dilla. It's like, oh, really?
You mean a light-skinned Filipino?
Maybe.
You go for the
lighter
ones?
Call them here? Hapa? Maybe a half.
Yeah,
Hapa. Half, the mixers.
See, if they're half, then I'm half interested.
You got a few rules.
Oh, that's great.
That's the kind of guys I like, and it's unfortunate, but I don't know, because there was so much pressure growing up into being you got to be a nurse, and you got to marry a Filipino who's an engineer or something. It's like, oh, okay. No, makes I'm sense. Not going to be like
right,
that.
That's understandable.
I don't know a lot of Filipino nurses.
It's true.
It's the way to go.
And a lot of Filipinos like hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's easily to be able to find, right? So that's the
there's
thing.
A Filipino in there, right?
There's a Filipino in there right now, probably. There's a hopper in there right now.
He's like, gosh, Eric.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
They definitely have to be in sports, too. Like, there's no questions about it. Like, if you don't even like one sport. I mean, I like everything. I'll watch the Masters. I know that's pretty damn boring.
That's
but,
boring, damn.
But if I'm, like, just hanging, if it's, like, the last 2 days of the Masters, like, I'll watch it.
I thought you know what the Masters is pretty... I don't know what
saying?
Dudes probably don't even know what the Masters is.
There's negative five women that are going to know what the Masters is.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But that is the thing. It's amazing.
I just think it's this island, though, too. And, yeah, you know, it is a small island, so everybody, I feel like all the friends I've met, they've been with that person for a very long time. Mm. Like, you know, high school sweethearts or...
Yeah, you have a lot of that.
Met right out of high school and college, and there you go, boom, love their lives. And then after that, it's like everybody else. And not saying that's a bad thing, but it's really hard to be selective.
No, it's true.
Then you gotta do, like, the credit checks and everything like that after 30.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
No, that... I had an ex... I had an ex from California. Bad debt. Credit check, definitely.
Credit check, though.
Credit score. I didn't go call a FICA, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the credit wasn't too great. So you get out of there because you're going to end up having to pay that off. So therefore, big point. Well, we're not calling up anybody Experian right now, but I'm just saying it is a factor. You want someone responsible.
As you get older and more responsible and, like, you start thinking about buying places and owning and...
Well, I mean, that's the next step. But even when you're first dating, I mean, you want someone that's responsible. As you get older, you don't want some kind of guy that's just going to live with his parents.
Yeah.
And not save up anything.
Right.
And meeting people after 30, they've had a life before you, too. So
right.
They were, you know, previously married. They have kids. And that's makes it harder, too. Because then on, I don't know. I really don't have a preference with the kids thing. But
okay, I was just going to ask, but what's your take on that? You meet a guy.
I meet a guy who has a kid, you know. As long as baby mama drama is okay, you know, if they're civil, then that's good. But I don't judge at all. Because my friends, a lot of them had kids at like 19, 20. So
right.
They had lives before the lives that they have right now.
So as far as men go, if you're not into dating the said Filipino, any other race is fair game, then you're...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the Asians, the Chinese... Koreans?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
It's a lot of them here.
Well, the Hollies, right? I mean, I'm sure because you come across that, or what have you seen when you're on Tinder or whatnot? What is the main type of guy that you've seen, or is it a mix?
It's a mix.
Yeah.
Everybody first of all, guys don't know how to take selfies. I don't know why they take it from down here and their chin is like up here. You know what I mean?
There's a tip, guys.
It's like, yeah, nice chin, bro. Like,
nice chin, bro.
And then the other ones are like, not their face, but like their six-pack abs. It's like, okay, we know what you want. No. Then you got like the people who are like, oh, I surf, and they're like on the wave and stuff like that. It's as soon as they're wearing a jersey, like in the first picture, I honestly, I guess it's biased to me. I don't care. I'll look at the other pictures too. I usually swipe right if you have a jersey. But if it's a Seahawks jersey, I won't swipe.
Oh.
Wow. See how that works? Oh, yeah.
And
so,
a Bears jersey.
So I got to say here, too.
Vikings?
She's not going to like anybody in the division.
Wow. Okay.
Guaranteed.
There it is.
But speaking of pictures, okay, so a very famous picture that guys like to post or send to women that I would like to get your thoughts on why.
Oh, my gosh. Is this
is
like
the. You got it. Now, why do you guys do this? What is your take on this? Does this work? I would think it doesn't. But why is that the odd? Like you mentioned, like guys will take a picture of their abs, or they'll take a picture of their body. Why are they? Why are some guys just gonna straight up just go? I'm gonna send you my penis. What is the point?
The point.
What is your take on this?
I've seen when guys do that, like right off the bat, and go, do you have a Snapchat? It's like, yeah, I do. And then boom, dick pic. It's It's like, oh shit. Like, okay. No. Then that's when I'm like, all right, this is not going to be an organic relationship. Mm. I mean, if I just wanted, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm at home, just want to then go, then yeah, okay, hey, what are you doing right now? But, I mean, they're, I don't know, it's really hard.
Right off the bat, though, right?
I've had guys take pics, like, right away to be proud of their size, and sometimes it's like, it's not how big it is, it's how well you use it, you know what I mean?
Well, that of course, that but just a,
there you go.
Right off the bat, though, you just meet the girl, and boom, we're just sending it out, and like just see what happens, and then.
I mean, maybe after a couple conversations, it's okay. But if you're gonna send a dick pic within the first 5 minutes of meeting me, and you swipe, we matched like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It would really depend how drunk I am. Yeah.
Can't you just take that picture and like send it to your friends? Like, dude, check out.
Oh,
this
that's
guy.
Why people use Snapchat.
Of course.
Because it goes away, or you screenshot it,
right.
And they know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right.
It was just the mentality of the guy thinking that I'm going to send this out. She's ready to go. That's it. She's coming over right now.
So it's like a test. Like if he sends a dick pic and it just depends on how the girl responds. The girl goes, oh, nice penis. Or like, hey, what are you doing tonight? You know? Or it's like, why the, did you send me a dick pic and I just met you? Then it's like, okay. It really depends on the girl.
Hey, what is your take to this? I would think you'd be saying like, what is wrong with you? Unless you're drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, there have been times where I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay, where are you at? Like, and I'm right. Drunk in Chinatown, and it just happens, but...
There you go.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm 30 with needs. Or 31. Shit, I am 31.
Don't worry, we're older. You're fine.
Yeah, you're good. You are good.
You're all good. But no, this is honest, because this is what goes on, and this is like, that's 2018.
Who would have thought like that?
That is it. I mean, it may be vice versa, too. I mean, maybe there's some badge picks.
Does that go on?
Is there? Or just nipple pics, maybe? Just naked girl pics.
See, y'all hear about that.
Thong pics.
It doesn't work the opposite way around.
I'm definitely guilty of sending nudes. Because, I mean, if you're into... But you just don't show your face. That's what I...
Right, you just don't show your face, right?
Yeah.
But what is the comparison to the dick pic? Is it like a thong pic?
Oh, no. I
don't think
it's
your vagina, right?
No. I don't think sending a pic of your vagina is... Pretty.
I mean, you're right. Is that kind
of... It's not even either thing.
No.
I can't see.
Show
me
your
show me
money. Guys only have like dicks or abs.
That's
and
it.
Then
right.
Guys have like
butt. The boobs.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Any more options?
Yeah, the guy's a butt.
But it's better looking than with a penis. Though.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
Gross thing.
It's all about the angle, too.
Don't go from bottom up like the chair.
Yeah. Then they know how to really do the selfie. This way, real face, nah, but then it comes to that, then it's like.
Oh,
call
man.
A professional.
Right.
Mean.
See, isn't this conversation great? Isn't this going great? We got part two coming up.
I know what the people are doing.
This is only fitting. Only fitting. This is the real talk on this day that's a fake day anyway.
Single Awareness Day.
Exactly.
Now we gotta get a guy in here that says, yeah, I do that all the time.
Well, I'm sure we won't have trouble finding that. we could just pull him from next door.
Females are way more honest with it. They're just keeping it real.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just your timing and your needs. If you're a man who's like, I just want to find someone on Tinder for tonight,
yeah.
And then you match, and then you send the eggplant pic, hey, you know,
yeah.
She approves and you meet up. But if it's a girl who's like, no, I want to settle down, I know you're using Tinder for the wrong reasons, but...
Right. Great perspective.
Wrong with dick pics.
There you go. What do you think of that? That sums it up, doesn't it?
It is, air horn.
That sums it up.
Bring on the
well,
music.
Erica, we'd like to thank you.
It's like that. It's like that.
Why not? It's a great ending. It's
Erica,
a great ending.
Thank you on this one.
It's a complicated topic.
Some final, like.
Well, okay, well, yeah. The summary.
Singles awareness. Valentine's
to life. Summarize, in closing, all right, this is complicated stuff. Dating is
complicated to me, bro.
Well, I mean, if you want to go put in and out. But as far as like finding someone to like want to hang out
finding
to date
a relationship.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Very tough.
But it's easier nowadays just to like.
Apparently.
Like I'm horny. Let's do this.
You are right. Boom bang.
Send them out.
Tinder's
shoot them in. Shoot them out. That's it.
Tinder, yeah.
I mean, that's why.
What should GoPro?
What are we GoProing?
Put a GoPro on top of our heads.
We're leaning to something else, but we already got the porn style camera to begin with.
Oh God!
I'm just saying it's a tough thing.
Forgive me, honey.
You would think, yeah. It's just we got part two coming up. Okay, we're gonna get different right. perspective, which is gonna who knows what'll be said then. Right. But in summary, be happy with yourself, really. It doesn't matter.
The summary, she gotta give the summary.
No, no, I'm saying to you, and then she's gonna close it.
Oh, I was like, you're gonna get a summary.
No, I'm not.
The, the last word.
Bro. Exactly.
The last word.
So you're gonna be you're gonna be going away for a while. You're gonna be coming back. Yeah. So. She went to the pool?
Just see, like, something like jail.
Yeah, she's gonna.
I don't like her even more now.
Right? That would work.
Football.
So freaking nasty.
Exactly.
She's going to jail, bro. Like, flick.
So nasty.
Yeah, exactly.
So going away.
So, Erica, what is your take on this whole thing as far as where does this go? Where is this leading to? It's going to just, you know, screw it. Never mind these guys. Whatever happens, happens.
Focus on you. I'm going to continue, like, using apps. I'm busy, you know, and that's what girls nowadays work. Well, I have one job now, but you're busy. You don't have time to meet people organically. And who wants to meet someone when you're already tossed up, when you're out at, like, Chinatown or or Waikiki or something? You know?
Right.
But, you know, high five to the girls who use it for just the eggplant motions. And,
all right.
Nothing wrong with that. It is difficult dating out here if you're wanting something serious.
There you go.
Wish you the best.
Thanks.
Let's get.
Call the cops.
Get out of here. Cut it.
Sleep time's over. Thank you to Erica for coming through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Erica.
Sleep time's over, season 7, episode 4.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Got it.
Eggplant.
Yeah.
Eggplant.
Badge picks.
Got it.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Sleep time's over. Cabot the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, season 7, episode 4. And to all the people that busted my chops about not getting it right, I've been pretty accurate thus far.
So far, yes.
Season 7, episode 4.
Put inside.
The love movement.
Yeah, all right.
/ avocados.
Veg.
Eggplant.
Mesh. Put it in a blender. Grind it up. Spit it out.
Okay.
Okay, so speaking of things in blenders and spitting it out, we have another guest.
Hey!
How's that segue?
There we go.
And she's a special guest because if anyone who's been following this program knows, the very first guest we had, who just happened to be wandering around.
Our first show ever.
The city of McCulloch.
We didn't know what we were doing.
No one knew what we were doing.
I didn't know what we were doing. City of McCulloch.
That remained to be seen, but she was there, and she was our first guest. Her name is Jera, and she's back. Just Jera, as the kids call her. The first guest. She's Max. She's the we kind of christened her the Micronesian to the stars. We might have at the pint party because she was at the pint party. We talked. You know that one that was we didn't have a mic'd up one and it was bad no one could hear us.
We learning, bro.
That pissed off everybody. But yes.
Okay.
The Micronesian to the stars, bartender to the stars.
Right.
What have you, Jera? So how you doing? How you been?
Fantastic.
Okay, so you are now going to be bringing perspective number 2.
All yes. right.
To love and dating.
The women's movement.
Yes. Because you, two things different is when you are taken. Mm-hmm. You have what they call a...
Liam Neeson.
You are Liam Neeson.
Taken.
How's that? Great. I didn't see that coming. Well put.
One and two good, three out.
What do they call it in 2018? Are you dating someone? Are you having do people say boyfriend? Exclusive. Are you exclusive? Going steady?
Steady.
Okay.
All in.
I like it. Okay. And all on top of that, you have a child.
Yes.
Awesome.
That is yes. Congratulations there.
Thank you.
Is it been over a year?
Yeah, it'll be 2 in May.
How about it? There you go. May is a good month.
The kids, bro.
That's right.
Two times over, love the kids.
May is a good month. A lot of notable people. Yeah. Birthdays in May. Yeah. Mr. Dave Newman.
Same day, exact day.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Sorry, not sorry, Dave.
That's right. That is correct. So, with that two different perspectives, okay, what is your take? What do you see out, first of all, because you are a bartender, but you see tons of dates going on. You see a lot of flirting going on.
Oh, man.
What do you see?
I was at the good old Pint and Jigger. Like, it was a hot spot for Tinder dates. And, you know, us bartenders, we have selective hearing. So we would kind of make like we're, you know, peeling an orange. But what we're really doing is listening in on their date.
Of course.
And, yeah, it was pretty interesting. But, I mean, I'm really glad I'm not single because I couldn't handle, you know, like, I couldn't handle the media thing, the Tinder thing.
Yeah.
And then, like Erica was saying, you know, it's like, it's creepy.
Yes.
It's kind of creepy. It's weird. And then everyone's kind of, like, got some kind of connection to your friends and other friends. And,
yeah.
You know, and then I'm like, yeah, on dates, they start talking about who you know. I'm like, hey, let's talk about us.
Guys, is a tip.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, as a bartender, like, I hate when people are on their phones at the bar, period. Even if you're, like, really good friends. I know, like, you know, friends, like, oh, look at this post or whatever.
Yeah.
I get that. But to be on a date and be on the phone, like, that's freaking rude as hell.
And that's very common. It's amazing. Yeah. Like, what is the thinking behind that? Like, they're just not, is being inconsiderate, like, very the new thing to be common? Like, nobody is considerate of others?
I think it's more like insecurity, maybe.
Is it that? I mean, because you're not thinking of the person that's across from you or sitting next to you at the bar. Like, you're on a date.
How many people can start a conversation without pulling something from their phone?
Right.
Right?
Do you, like, when you're over, you know, when you're eavesdropping on these people, like, are the conversations going in of any type of normalcy at all? Or is it just very awkward from the get-go? And do people even know how to ask questions?
Well, it's a lot. I think it's more, I don't know.
Is it more awkward?
Yeah. Like, from the get-go, it's never like a good, you know, like you don't get these conversations going well. And then you get a little booze in them. And then that's when things start getting, you know, I was like, all right, that's good. Here. I get a little joy out of, you know, seeing like couples lead together, like Tinder dates leading together, or like when the guy picks up the check, I'm like, all right, he's in, you know.
Right.
But sometimes I do, you know, witness dates going horribly wrong.
Let's go into that.
50-50, that's like, all right, he's not getting it. Okay. You know, like, that was bad.
Okay.
Yeah, or she'll be like, yeah, I'll just get the check, you know, and you could tell the guy wants to stay longer. She's like, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like her side, like, check please.
Some people ditch out on their dates, right? Have you seen that? Like, the bathroom is their restroom and they don't come back.
Yep.
How's that? That is the ultimate. In the bathroom. Can you send me a text to be like a signal to let me get out of here? Oh, it's my mom.
Oh, it's my girlfriend. She's trying to
Wow.
Another bad date.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, so hypothetically, say you're back out as a single gal now with a child.
Oh, hell no.
There you go.
Got the microwave
thing
going? Oh, God.
We need to put that in the factor.
Big factors.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I mean, I'm not saying, like, that's why I'm staying in the relationship. It would be tough, you know? And then, like, there was a chick, like, I saw a couple years ago, and they made a good point. It's something like, it's harder these days because there's so many ways of getting shut down or like being told no. There's, you know, you have Facebook, phone. Like, there, she was just like, whatever happened to waiting by the phone and somebody like either calls you or don't call you? Now it's like you gotta wait till somebody like they don't call you back, they don't Instagram you back, they don't Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. Like, there's just so many, you know, avenues.
More anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So if you were single with a child, you just kind of like leave it up to the universe if you ever meet somebody.
I guess so. I mean, like, I just don't even have time to be on Instagram and Snapchat and much less like Tinder. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think dating would just be out the window.
Because we've grown to not have time for these things. Mm-hmm. We're more, I guess, what, attention deficit? Or it's not as convenient? We have a lot of things. Everyone has a lot of things going on where we want something that's going to be convenient. in a way. Like, that's why we have these social media things. Oh, yeah. But then you have so many social media things, we don't have time for all these social media things, like she said. Because people got to work, people got things to do, people got a child. So where do you go with this, you know?
But I mean, like, okay, Tinder is just for, like, put it in and put it, like, get out, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily for, like, dating.
On the... Right, I mean, there's that's Tinder? The 1%.
Women, though,
yeah.
Like, professors and nurses.
But for the most part...
Yeah, but see, people of that, those professions, like, they don't have time to go out. And, like,
right, that's why these women did that. Yeah. They don't have time. They're all professionals. And then luckily, the guys that they did find on Tinder were good dudes, like two of my friends.
Well, that's just the one percentile. I mean,
hip hop guys, though. So
that's the 0.5 percentile then,
yeah,
because it's just you're not going to have that fantasy serendipity kind of thing, because people are too busy looking at their phone to look up to begin with. So you're not going to bump into that gal or guy and be like, oh. Or touch them at the same time as, oh, it's not going to happen because everyone's all texting.
Like,
or they're swiping or something. They're not even bothering looking.
They're bumping to the love of their life. I mean, like, oh.
Well, and on the other end, okay, so as you behind the bar, I'm sure this happens where you have guys at the bar are going to be talking to you, are going to be flirting and whatever.
That never happens.
Well, you know, you're being such a modest Molly, but...
Modest Molly!
But, I mean, clearly you're going to have... You're going to have some weirdos that are going to say things, and they're because guys are stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite frankly.
Guys
throw... What are the pickup lines in 2018? Yeah, what,
I don't even know.
Who's at a bar? Orders a drink?
You know what? You know what's annoying? The most annoying ones are, like, they don't directly ask you. They're kind of, like, you know... trying to be subtle about it is like, oh, like today's Valentine's Day, what's your boyfriend doing for you? Like, just ask me if I have a boyfriend or if I don't have, like, what, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, trying to start a conversation, I don't know.
So you'd want the upfront and be just straight up.
Yes,
you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Your boyfriend?
Oh, okay.
But not as a bartender, even when I was single, I would say yes, because I never wanted to date a patron.
Right. Okay.
But because I was, you know, it's another thing, like, because I was bartending, and then when I wasn't at work, I was at a bar drinking. It's like the only, you know, it was like my scene to pick up guys or for, you know, but yeah.
Is the bar basically the only place left to pick up women or guys? Because it's the only social setting left.
When your kids get older, if you're single.
Well, where else do you go?
Soccer.
We're gonna pick them up the library?
PTA meeting,
really?
Soccer, grocery store.
Do people really pick up people at grocery store?
You're gonna prove that, remember?
Well, that's true. Yes, he's gonna send out someone.
Store, yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna send.
Whole Foods. Hello.
That's what we said. We're trying to figure out which Whole Foods. When you brought that up, Kailua or Kahala, right? Mm. We're gonna send out one of our correspondents.
We're gonna send out because we're sending out Sky.
Yeah, send out Sky.
We're gonna send out Sky
with the
tote that he's selling here currently.
Yeah,
and he's gonna walk in there and he's gonna see if any women will give a damn.
Yeah,
and. That was an experiment for another day.
And
coming
I said,
soon.
Kailua will give it out.
I think Kahala. Let's not rule out Kahala. You got a lot of people doing yoga.
Does the Kailua one have a bar?
Kailua one does have a bar.
Kailua,
that's right.
See, I told you about it.
That's right.
A bunch of shots and all that stuff.
Set it up over there, right. Wheatgrass for the win.
Perhaps.
So, I mean, you're going to have people that's the only type. And see, once again, we're talking about a bar. Is that the only thing? As far as getting people social to break out of their shell, break out of their social awkwardness, get them liquored up, loosen them up.
I think so, because, you know, you're seeing the whole thing at a bar. Like, you see them, well, it depends on when you come in and see the person, but if they're already, like, three sheets to the wind, millennials, that's hammered, by the way. If they're already gonzo, then obviously you're not going to, like, you know, but you see them at their best, and they're not their worst, but you know how they're going to act when you go out with them on a second or a real date.
Yeah.
You know, if they can handle their liquor or not. If you can talk to them, you just have, like, a conversation. I don't know, maybe bars are.
That might be the last
And then
place.
Also, liquid courage doesn't hurt either, right?
Yeah. Just hopefully remember what you say the next day.
But you know what? The gym's a good place, too.
You think so?
The girls want to get picked up at the gym.
That's the thing.
That's
do they?
Thing.
Okay. So how would it go about? What would be the strategy in a gym?
Yeah.
What would you do? You're working out.
How would a guy approach?
You're clearly going to have your headphones in because all girls will have their headphones in because they don't want to be bothered.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whether they have music on, that's another situation. But you just want to have it to give the impression.
No, when they're checking out. When they're leaving.
Okay.
While we're in there, though, that's a no, no, no.
Correct. Okay.
Put that down, you know.
Write it down.
Also, a no, no, don't hit on the bartenders, you guys.
Okay. No. Yes. That's not going to work, right?
Yeah. Also, like, if you're hitting on me and I'm a bartender at last call, that just means you didn't get any of the girls in here and I am...
There you go. See?
Last resort.
This is why. Ooh, this is why she's here.
So once they walk in, then just hit on you.
Right off the bat.
Technically,
I want to talk to you, bro.
First choice, girl.
You get boyfriend or what?
I'll be out there 3:30.
Let's go. Hurry up.
Let's go. Yeah.
Is that the way to do it?
All right. Let's go.
Yes.
Cash
See,
out.
There you go.
Yes.
Look at
this.
Insider information. Seek the rock for the win.
Yeah, they open at 3:30. That's the sad part.
Eat exactly.
Anyway,
see?
So then you're in a relationship now. So what are you expecting from your other half today?
I don't expect anything because...
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Is that
bad? No, I don't think... No one should have any expectations.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone is different.
I think it's exhausting to be always expecting
exactly.
something. I just kind of like let it... Let it be.
You gotta let it organically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
See, dating is not organic, but when the relationship is, you gotta let it be organic. Because you can't put pressure on it.
But he is planning something, right? I mean, I'm assuming he's gonna do something.
Wow, that's a interesting question. Do you think something like that in the future? Or do you care? Are you one to just be like, let it go? Like, as far as taking it a step further, as far as marriage goes.
Married?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's your take on that?
No. Okay. I don't know. I've never wanted to get married.
Okay.
I've also just never witnessed a good marriage or like a lasting one to see. I mean, my parents were divorced when I was 8. I actually turned in my parents' divorce papers. Like they had no time. They're like, can you just turn this in to the courthouse?
Wow.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that?
Trauma, bro.
Micronesians, bro.
I thought you were a psychiatrist right now.
That's what they do. Wow.
No, I don't know. If it ain't broke, don't fix
there
it, right?
Go,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just never been one for like the ring and the wedding, and I don't know. I just
marriage is in that sense, yes, it's overrated.
If you get it, you're not opposed to it, right?
No.
Oh, there you go.
We're not like
it's not something that needs to be done.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to figure out how to get married now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see a lot of that.
Yeah. That's all my friends from high school that are divorced.
A lot of guys, they force it. You can't force
love.
It never works.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Love.
How about that? I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, oh, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Here it comes.
Cheese.
And yes, cheesy.
That's all good.
But it's on the real, though.
No, yeah,
have you ever seen something forced that works? It doesn't work, you know? So just let it be, and that's it.
Word.
I mean, really. So as far as any more kids in the future?
You know what?
What do you think? How big the family?
I was like one and done. But lately, I see little baby girls and my uterus tingles.
Oh, no.
I know.
Such a hurt.
No. Just eat something spicy.
Yes, I might have heard over the wire of uterus tingling.
Just drink something if that's the case. Just shut that down.
Cranberry juice. Oh,
yeah. Tabasco.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
People should have kids in their 20s.
I'm like, no, screw that.
Have them when you're young and you have energy,
because
I am tired, honey.
Can't even imagine. But then your uterus is tingling. You want a second one. You say that now.
Also, because I came from a big family.
Oh,
you know,
how many kids?
Well, okay, there were 8 of us, but 5 were from my stepdad, and then there were 3 of us from my mom. So, and I got along swimmingly with my stepsiblings.
I love that. Swimmingly. Never heard that before.
I totally jive for that. It was fun. And when I see my kid playing by himself, like,
Really?
Well, I had a lot of 3 kids. It was like middle, older.
Oh, God. We're just multiplying by the minute here.
I should just overdose on, like, fertilizer. In vitro.
Oh, yeah. Jarrah plus 8.
About 12.
Yeah, no, you know.
Make a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. heading to the Micronesian army. Well, I guess so. Is that the mentality? You know, being that I don't have a child, you two do. You see one, you more prone to want to have another. It seems like you already have two. You're talking about you want to have another one.
Have one.
Yeah, right. You're talking about you want to have another one.
Yeah.
And like, that's something that you look into, despite being tired currently.
Well, I'm so torn, dude, because, you know, the other day I saw my friends, like she, or my coworker, she was, you know, just had a baby, and she's pumping, and I saw her pump equipment, her pump kit, and I was like, oh, God, I never want to go through that again.
Mm.
You know?
I can't even imagine.
Ugh. It's so exhausting. And then plus, we don't have family either, so.
Oh. Always helps your family.
It does, man. Like, even if it's just, like, for 2 hours. Like, I want to go work out. I want to go for a long run. I can't.
So he's watching baby now?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, he's in daycare. We put him in daycare so he's not socially enough. Because we don't have friends with kids our age and stuff like that, so.
Good mom. There it is. That's a great mom. Thinking like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, well, to backtrack into the dating part, Where did you and him meet?
Okay, so Matt and I have we have the same circle of friends. We just never met or hung out. Yeah,
okay.
Kind of weird. But then I was bartending at the old Hideaway, the original Hideaway.
Yes.
And he started coming in, and it was his dog, Maya, the golden retriever, that was his wingman.
He'd come in with the dog.
Yeah, so he'd come in with Maya, and then he dropped a line, like, not a line, but he was just like, yeah, I feel bad because I'm working a lot, and I can't really take her out to go running or go to the park, take her to the park, whatever. And me, I was like, I'll take her. And then that's when it all started.
Well, all right.
Well, did you know it was a line at that time?
He's
like, no, I love dogs.
I didn't, and then I still asked him now, I was like, was that, were you using your dog for? Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, totally.
Ah, good job. Off to work, guys.
Yeah.
But you see how those lines work as opposed to others, right? It's to not make the girl feel creeped out.
Yeah.
It's not to make the girl feel uncomfortable. It was a line, but it was okay.
Yeah,
you know, it was like, it was being honest in a way. Even though it was a lion, but saying, you know, taking the dog out.
Yeah. And everybody won in this situation, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the dog won.
Oh, yeah. The dog won. See,
I got
dog
a sweet meal.
When it comes down to it. Bottom line.
Classic.
No, so you bring up a point where you were behind the bar, and as you said, you don't want to be hit on, but he did it in an angle that worked.
Mm-hmm. But also, I took it at, like, from an angle, like, we're friends angle.
True,
you
yes,
know what
true.
I mean?
Right, so, you guys knew of each other already.
Yeah.
So the comfortability is there.
Yeah.
So what would be a tip then? When, since bars are the place to be to meet women, what would be the tips you would give a guy if he comes to the bar by himself, let's say, and he's trying to figure this out? What would be the strategy to try and pick up? What do you think? Don't be a creeper.
Don't be, as the kids say, don't be extra.
There you go.
You know, just be mellow and ask a lot about them. Don't talk about yourself all the time.
There you go.
You know?
Yes.
But also, I also think, because there's a lot of men that do come to the bars by themselves, but also women need to get their liquid courage on and be like, hey, what's your name? And not leave it to the guy all the time.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
That is true. Do you ever see that? It's a rare situation.
It's rare, but
it does happen. Well,
but it's a two-way street.
Don't make it a creeper situation. Just make it a comfortable situation, mm-hmm. and then you got a shot.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
How about that, Kevin? Do you have any? What's your thoughts on creepers and
creepers? Yeah.
And non-creepers. And uterus is tingling.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't even know what to expand off that. But on another note, speaking of bars, just want to say that I recently just hung out at a temporary bar of yours.
Indeed.
The Club of Honolulu.
Hey.
Is what it is. And you're there. You're guesting. And
you're guest bartending.
She was guest bartending.
Oh,
yeah.
She's guest DJ or something.
Exactly, yeah. She's training all the suckers over there. And just happened to be down there.
Nice.
And so you have a bar in that situation where it's like a lot of older crowd. Like, what is your take of that bar? What is your, as far as to all the different other bars you've been to, your Hideaway, Pint, your Nico's still?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your take on the bar of Honolulu?
It was nice. It's just, I mean, it was a Monday too, so, you know, yeah. I mean, like, you guys, all our friends came down thanks to Aaron and Laurie, but also it's hard to tell because there was not that much of a crowd, but, I mean, a bar and a gym, that's...
Right. What is your take on that?
I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Pretty unique,
also,
right?
Also, it is unique. It's not bad, I guess. I just, you know, I love drinking and I love working out. I'm, like, in the same space. I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's very interesting, yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that perfect, you know, when you're single and you see like the perfect one, you're like, wait, it's too perfect. What's wrong with it?
Work out and then you lit right up.
There's exactly. A catch.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right, or is there ever the opposite when somebody gets like so lit? Because you know, like when I get lit, I feel like
I'm going to go downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's. That might happen. I think that might.
Like, how much can you bench press?
I'm gonna go bench now.
Come on, train me now.
I can show you. You like to show you? You like to see my max? I'm going right now. That's probably.
That would be pretty classic. I can see old dudes doing that.
I wouldn't. And then, of course, right. So you have an old clientele there, too. So even more so, danger.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, let's talk about old peeps over there.
I tell you what, we've been asking that since the 70s. I don't know. I don't know. It's because it's what the quote unquote higher end gym.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So because of that, higher end means people with money. That's bottom line. It ain't.
I mean, there's young people with money. Where do they work out?
They could be possibly a guest pass, or they could be paid off by their parents or their sugar people. But it's just they exist. I mean, Planet Fitness, it is not. So. That's really what it is. I mean, it's a higher end place with a bar. Go figure. It's a good spot for
the
a bar.
Only place with the gym workout bar. Like
that's
combo.
Yes. Yes. I can't think
you're
of anything.
On to something. Maybe they market it that way to the younger crowd.
That's the deal. 20
somethings, the late 20s.
So right. So that's 30. Exactly. So it's a good spot. I mean, she was guesting there, but still, it's mellow. You got a good view. I mean, it's up top. It's not like you're not in an enclosed place with no windows.
Maybe they should have a bar with a view of the gym.
Oh God!
See, so be like drinking, like
There'd be a lot of comments being made.
That is
yes.
Destroyed.
Yes. Can you just imagine?
All that.
Well, girl's not gonna be squatting in there. I tell you that right now. Guy's not gonna. No, that's not gonna happen. No girl's gonna be doing any leg maneuvers.
You know, maybe you should have like Jera and her friends or younger bartenders there as guests more often.
Well, there is. That was the talk of that, but you know, that's
right?
Whether or not.
Maybe we should play like Metallica or something, and then
wake them up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is annoying.
That like, it's too loud. Can you turn it down?
That's
probably
like
what's gonna
Metallica.
Happen. The old people,
yeah.
Metallica was in the 60s, bro.
Right, it's close.
They
know,
want
close enough to Jimmy Hendrix,
Casey and the Sunshine Band, bro. That's what they want.
It's close, bro.
They want the Carpenters, okay? It's not going to happen. So, with that said, in
hey.
Closing,
shout out.
Jared, any final thoughts? What do
yes,
we have to say
yes.
to close out here?
What's the close out?
I don't know.
Don't be creepy. Mm-hmm. Ladies, have some balls.
Nice.
Walk up to a guy.
Balls, we love them.
Say hello. I also can't believe Erica's single because I almost had a crush with her talking about her likes for sports and stuff. Like, I'm like, what, girl?
You see what I'm saying? Right.
It's
see, you get
weird.
It.
Yeah.
It is weird. Erica, damn it. I'm going to say this.
Erica, damn it.
I don't get it myself. Okay? You have the top two things that a guy would just... Ready to go, right?
Ready to go, bro.
So where are you guys? You guys are pissing me off.
But see, this is what you need to do. You just need to go to a random ass bar by yourself, wear whatever jersey, and then just sit there by yourself. And I'm telling you, you just start rapping about sports to even the bartender or the first guy to come talk to you, girl, even the like guys like flies on shit.
I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. It is mind-boggling.
It is. I was listening. I'm like, you're single? How? Guys, seriously.
And then we just let everyone just absorb that. Let's be quiet. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's really a great summary. No, like, because it's just we don't get it. Yeah. We're going to end this segment with we don't get it. Okay, all right. Well, then. Jared, thanks for coming on again.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 4.
We don't get it.
We don't get it. All right.
Hey, yo, Jamal, I got a girl that's bad. But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I can do it. See, I done had some fly ones, but they try to get just that. Thought I'd like to chase the cat, but I'm not a dog. Goddess who you're looking at. Couldn't have taken that bull crap, you would've cut a jack.
I told her you're the first stringer when the telephone rings. It ain't really nothing but noise. You wanna flip and lose your poise.
Now they quick to flip, but yo, honey, get a grip. You gotta understand, I'm a man with needs, the need fulfilling. And if you ain't with it, somebody else is with it. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
This is, well, what we won't do for love, forever, ever, forever, ever. The love show. That's the way love goes. What was that? Was that Roadrunner? What's that, bruh? That's all you do. You put him inside real fast. Run. Okay, everyone, shut up. Okay. Take time, waste time is now. We have a timer.
Timer, guys. You hear that ticky?
There we go. We, of course, whenever we take a break, everything will kapakahi.
Any kind.
Plenty of stuff happens. Let's go with it. NBA trade deadline just happened.
Crazy.
Cavs remixed the whole team.
Wow, that was a great move. Was it a LeBron move?
Yes.
Or was it a...
It was a Cavs future move. I think it was a great move for the Cavs. For the future.
That's legit.
Because it takes care of their future.
Yeah.
Right? So you take care of the future and you take care of now.
Right.
Because they got younger. Yeah. They got more athletic. There was an old team. So they swapped them out. As we know, like Jordan Clarkson is now a Cav.
Yeah.
Larry Nance Jr.
Very good.
Which people don't realize Larry Nance is the former Cleveland Cavalier.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Larry Nance, the original Larry Nance.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Nance Jr.'s dad is a Cav. So of course he's ecstatic. His son's on the team.
With LeBron.
Right.
Like if I was Jordan Clarkson and Nance Jr.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that I'm going to LeBron's team. Like, LeBron's team, dude.
Exactly.
I love watching it.
Exactly.
Now I'm playing with one of the GOATs.
Exactly.
Greatest.
So you got those guys. Athletic. Rodney Hood. Very underrated score.
Very
underrated score. And then who else you got on that? They got another...
They got rid of D-Wade. Back to the Heat.
Back to the Heat. Right.
To
they got George Hill.
George, yeah.
So you got backup point guard.
George Hill was killing it when he was the Pacers back in the day.
And he's a smart move. Another scorer.
Yeah.
He can play defense. He will be starting point guard now for Cleveland Cavaliers. And now, they're now my pick, I think, for the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
I think they might just blow out everybody.
I don't know about
that. Maybe not blow that, out, but blow out, my bad. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't want to rule out Toronto.
Yeah.
They are the number one seed.
Right.
People don't talk about Toronto. They're the number one seed in the East, by far. They're up by several games.
I still think...
Man, we can't rule them out.
They're missing something.
They're a great team.
Like, they played the Heat the other day, and they're still kind of struggling.
I mean, a lot to be determined. The All-Star break is this week.
Yeah.
So that's usually after the All-Star break is when we get serious.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not going to say anything about my team. Although we did pick up Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
Picked up Brandon Wright off the waiver wire.
Nice.
So we got more depth now. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go with anything after that.
I can't pick the West. It's rough. It's in between either Golden State and Houston.
Yeah, Spurs are falling. Boston might get Gordon Hayward back.
Oh.
If they get Gordon Hayward back, there's a shot. Well, they have another score because they need scoring.
True.
So you have that. Cleveland is now my pick for Eastern Conference.
Yes, I
think so. Based off the roster.
It is awesome to see, like, they're actually having fun. The Lakers look like they were having fun.
Right.
With the balls all up in there.
Right.
The balls up all in their face.
A lot of balls in people's
balls.
Faces.
And then, like, what did he do? I mean, ultimatum, right?
Yep.
All the balls and play for the Lakers.
Yep. If not, that's it. You need to re-sign all the balls.
They got to just get rid of that kid, bro.
They might have to.
Ship him off, dude. He's like, he got cancer, dude, because it comes with his dad. Like, get him.
They might have to. It's really sad, but they might have to. And it's not going to be good. It's not going to be pretty.
It's sad for him because, I mean, he eventually could get blackball.
Right. A lot of balls, black ball, white ball, yellow ball, blue ball.
And then this other segment.
And then.
Yeah,
both. Go figure. And, you know, all the Lakers fans, I'm going to say a bottom line of this. The Isaiah Thomas trade was a good trade. All you Lakers fans complaining and crying, is giving up everybody. Yeah. It's a good trade. Because you know why? In the offseason, you're going to get $70 million cap room. Baby. And I don't think you're going to get LeBron, but you could definitely get a Paul George.
Yeah.
I think you could definitely get a DeMarcus Cousins. Let's not rule that out.
You need to stop yelling at me. You want Paul George? Oh, God.
Well, that's pretty lame.
Shut up.
But they have a shot, yes. It's a good trade. All you Laker fans out there, it's a good trade. You have Isaiah Thomas on a rental. If he's good, okay, sign him up for 2 years. If he's bad, send him on his way.
OKC make a run, right? Let's say they end up getting to the finals.
Yeah.
Does George stay?
He probably would stay.
I mean, it's a team that's built to win now.
It would have to be like, okay, Paul, in the Lakers meeting, he's going to be like, okay, Paul, you come down. We're going to try bring in a DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
We'll try and bring in LeBron. We'll try and bring in DeAndre Jordan. You have a lot of options to bring in. They're going to try and go for two guys.
Right.
And they have a shot. And they have a legit shot. So that's it for... Lakers fans, shut up. Okay. Onward. Speaking of people shutting up, we have people, as the timer is broken, you got to turn it this way.
I did already. Oh. It's almost to the end.
Oh. Ding.
It didn't ding.
Well, you know, that's what you get for $2. So, at Times Market. So, speaking of guys that shouldn't shut up, our good, long-time, close personal friend, Quincy Jones.
Hey, your friend of mine.
Quincy Jones with the interview of all interviews. Now, you read this.
Right.
Fantastic. Quincy Jones, if you don't know.
It was a great interview, bro. Yeah,
if you,
he's on tilt. He's like, I'm going to the big old jazz club in the sky.
The hell with it.
So I'm just outing everybody.
And then the way he uses, well, there's a lot of great moments to this. It's like watching Star Wars. You want to watch it again to catch what you missed?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is like that interview. I mean, there's a great part where he uses the word MF-er like nothing. He's like going at it. He's like, I use this all the time. I don't care. And then he was going into, if you like Brazilian music, he's telling the interviewer, do you like Brazilian?
Right.
No one likes Brazilian music, bruh. But I credit to the interviewer.
If you want to have an old head, this is the old head.
Yes.
Yeah, people say like old head, the whole hip hop thing. Old head. This is the original.
That's the original head. I mean, for anybody that hasn't caught this interview, you guys gotta check this out. He says basically the Beatles are garbage.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr can't read music.
The funny part is, like, people got all mad, but I kind of respect Quincy.
He was there.
Quincy Jones, dude.
Like, he was there.
Dude, his catalog, his composition, dude, is.
He was there.
Sorry, but no shot, sorry. That's freaking blows away the Beatles, dude.
And then we finally get to find out who killed JFK.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones knows, bruh. Giancarlo, not Giancarlo Stanton, but Giancarlo, the guy, some mob guy.
What is it?
He said, you want to kill me? I tell you, kill me. Yeah. Giancarlo. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, thanks.
And the funny part is, like, no one cares. Huh?
Yeah, no one really cared.
It's almost like he basically said the answer everybody's looking for, but nothing happened.
Right. No one looked into it further. And then, of course, the line of the interview was, I can't talk about it in public, right? We can't talk about that in public. Never mind all that you're writing on this interview.
Yeah. You just shut up a lot of questions.
Right. And then we got to go into, okay, we said rock and roll is trash. Basically, stolen from the African Americans.
Yeah.
We can't really debate that, really. He also, okay, we got to go into this. Marlon Brando. Everybody having sex in the 70s.
Richard Pryor.
Having sex with Richard Pryor. A mailbox.
Yeah.
If you can pull this up right now, Marlon Brando's having sex with everybody. Richard Pryor, he said several, like, comedy guys.
Yeah.
Who did he say? Cheech and Chong?
Cheech and Chong.
Oprah? He basically said, yeah, all that. Marlon Brando, there you go. I think you found it.
Found it?
You found Marlon says Brando.
Yeah, he F a mailbox.
Marvin Gaye?
James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, and Marvin Gaye.
How about that?
He'd F anything.
How about that? Marlon Brando.
Well, he was,
he's ready.
All of a sudden, recently, people were talking about Richard Pryor being, like, bisexual and, like, promiscuous and stuff like that.
You know what, man? Like, they talk about the 70s was a great time for drugs.
Yeah.
Well, aren't the drugs more prevalent now than in this, or more powerful now?
No, man.
So what is this, you know, they talk about this free love and all this. We got Tinder. We got high-powered drugs going on right now.
Yeah.
So what's any different than what it was back then?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody was doing mailboxes, though.
That could be something. That's for the win.
I mean, to fill that mailbox, whoa.
That's a big hole. It's a big hole to fill. But, you know,
Marvin Gaye is a big dude.
He's a big dude, yes. So... It is a fantastic interview. What else did he cover in there?
He brings up a lot of stuff. Like
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson? Yeah, his dad told him he was ugly. And that's why
we knew he had dad problems, but then the way that he stole ideas.
Yeah.
Which is not too surprising.
And people would never accuse. It's like he touched on things no one else would touch on.
Right.
Dissing the Beatles, dissing Michael Jackson.
Right.
Calling out Michael Jackson.
Right.
Calling out the Beatles that can't play.
Right.
Saying Anna. I can't. Who am I to say he's wrong, though?
He's the guy. He's the guy.
It's like Jordan saying certain players is whack.
Right. He is the Michael Jordan of music.
Yeah. So, I mean, people be like, oh, come on, dude. The Beatles bit the Beach Boys. If you got a DJ, they bit the Beach Boys. So listen to their music before they heard Pet Sounds and anything.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How's that?
Come on,
The Michael Jackson stuff is not surprising because all big time artists steal from someone. Everyone steals from someone something.
Right, right.
That's just how music is.
But it's interesting that he kind of outed him like that.
Right.
But no one cares, though.
No one cares. I mean, he did say that, you know, when that album came out, he had a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. When Thriller came out, because he was just, you know, worried about how it was going to turn out
and
whatnot. And it turned out for the best, of course, and he made a lot of money off of it.
I didn't know MLK Day CD Wonder helped do that.
Yeah?
I didn't know that. I thought it was just already
rolling. Right.
Right? Shout out to Stevie, man.
Shout out to Stevie Wonder.
I mean, I bet you Stevie could tell us a lot of things.
I'm sure he could.
He couldn't see it?
He could. He knows about it. He could hear it. I'm sure he heard a lot of sounds.
Like Daredevil, bro.
He heard a lot of noises being made from people.
Bro.
All right, so let's go with music. Let's do this. We haven't done this in a while. We have album review time. Let's go. Let's go. Hurry up. We got two albums. One on two ends of the pie.
very two endings of pies.
So let's go with
taking my jacket off.
Take it off. Yeah,
there comes, bro. We're throwing blows, bro.
Throw them out. Okay,
right,
so
left, right. They're ruthless.
So the first album we got to go with is the album known from the kids, known as the Migos.
Three dudes.
Okay, this new album, Culture 2.
I listened to the whole thing.
Okay,
I listened to the people. I'm not dissing. I'm telling you, I listened to the whole thing.
Okay.
I can't tell you what song that I liked.
Yeah.
Someone said there's a Pharrell beat on there.
Right.
And I didn't know which one it was.
Okay.
Because they all sound the same.
Okay.
I'm trying to listen with an open ear. I'm trying. I'm not trying to close myself off.
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean?
Right.
We grew up in an era where we had the most vast amount of styles.
Right.
We accepted every style, right?
Right.
Too short, simple.
Of course.
Down to LA where they chopped and, you know, their gangster Project Blow style. To the East Coast stomp, you know what I mean? To, like, down the South, you know what I mean? With Goody Mob and those cats. I mean, we've done experience styles. So we're coming from a place where we've seen all these styles. So I'm not even dissing their style. I just think their music is pretty weak. That's it.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. We've talked about this before, okay? Like, okay, clearly it is not the same type of hip-hop we know growing up.
Right.
We got to remember we're in our 40s, okay? Right. Kids in their 18, 19, 20, they do not know what we know.
Right.
That's just how it is, unless they have great parents who taught them something.
Or they're just the weird ones like how we were back in the day. I call it digital digging.
We did. Because there was nothing, we didn't have options. Yeah. We didn't have an internet.
Right.
So we had to go look at magazines and things like that. Right. People don't do that due diligence anymore. They just look at what is the hot thing. Hypebeast, that whole style.
Right.
So I can't fault these guys for making music that we're not going to understand. Because back in the 80s when Run DMC came out,
right,
it was all Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow. All those guys that like that were probably like, what is this Run DMC crap? This don't sound anything like Grandmaster Flash. What is this garbage? And then what do we... Run DMC is basically Migos. Migos and Run DMC is the same thing. They're partiers. Peter Piper, Pick the Pepper, or Run Rock Rhyme. Is that complex lyrics?
But the beat,
that's
though,
trash.
The beat, though.
The beat was used... That was the Herb Alpert, right?
The beat is good. The beat was good.
But if we go back to 1986, 85, when that beat never happened before, we were listening to White Lies, Generals and Nose. These are the breaks.
Hey, you put two of them together, it might be Migos.
It could be.
Curtis Blow and Run DMC.
But they were crushed through, right.
I mean, that's kind of...
But the Run DMC style totally blew away the Grandmaster Flash, Funky 4 Plus 1, Cold Crush, and the Cold Crush guys were probably like, who are these new guys? Who are these new jacks? What is this crap? And they were pissed at Run DMC. And then NWA came out and they said, you know what, we want to do something different than Run DMC. And what is that? What are these guys all swearing and saying all the N-word? It's a cycle. It's a constant cycle.
But that's a cycle of recreating. We didn't get back. Our cycle seems to be a D-cycle.
It is a D-cycle. It's basically...
We're going downward spiral rather than...
It's the pop music that's overtaking. Pop music overtaking. This is pop music. Migos is pop music.
It's not
hip-hop music. And it's danceable music. It's what girls like. It's the perfectly marketed thing.
Girls like this kind of style.
If
you put it in that perspective,
God, there's no girls that are going to like it.
Dude, all the beats sound the same.
Yes.
So it's like, as a producer for, if I'm making pop tracks,
right,
like, wouldn't you want a beat to maybe hit like a certain, like...
You're exactly right.
Like, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to hit this one because it sounds like, you know, like 80s. Like, I'm going to sample Soul Sonic Force.
Right.
Okay, this one I'm going to sample like Luke, you know?
Right.
This one I'm going to sample maybe like I think they've been doing. Like when, what's his name? Took Lords of the Underground sample.
Right.
Right.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy, right? So you took something where the kids and...
This is where you differ, because you're creative, okay?
Right.
Because you have a creative mind, because you got to remember, who are the people that like hip-hop? We're the different people.
We're the people that are creative,
that don't want to go with the norm.
Right.
Skaters, they like to be against the norm. The hip-hoppers like to be against the norm. So that's why we look at it and say, like, we can't understand this Migos stuff. We can't understand Drake. We can't understand Puff Daddy.
So could we correlate the people that ride and die from Migos are not very creative?
There you go.
I mean, if we formalize it, and we just do straight across the board, right?
Right.
Because back in the day, we came up, skateboarders, hip-hop heads, punk rockers, all that stuff.
They were the outcasts.
Outcasts, thought differently, looking for something different.
Right.
Gravitated towards each other.
Right.
Back in the old rave crowd, same thing too.
Correct.
Right? So
it's the mindset. Creative,
yeah.
It's the mindset. Hip-hop is a niche market. It will never be taken over as the main thing. People think that it is. People do not care.
Right.
It is a niche because it's creative people. And there's not everybody's not creative.
No, yeah.
Everybody doesn't have the mindset to be a producer,
right,
to be a graffiti artist,
right,
to be a rapper.
To be a DJ,
that's a whole other situation. But you have to have elements of creativity. Like when you're putting an album together, you're putting beats together, you're thinking of this mindset. I want to make it sound like this. Different.
Right.
You got this guy who doesn't know about that style and is just thinking about, one, to make a hit. Money.
Right.
Business.
That's the reason why they all sound the same. Because they're like, okay, this hit makes money. So we're going to make 12 of the same thing.
Correct.
Now we're just going to change it. The lyrics a little bit.
Correct.
Potatoes. Talk about, I did math and science.
Yep.
And I just laughed the whole way through.
Yes.
And I felt down. After listening to an hour of this, I literally felt like depressed.
Where was my life going?
Yeah, and I felt like, dude, this is like, my brain was like, please. Please.
Well.
Please, so I threw on the evidence.
Let's go to the other spectrum, okay? The Evidence album came out. All right, now the Evidence album, let's pull this up. A lot of new albums came out this past couple weeks, but the Evidence album.
But I've seen Evidence
whether
album,
or not.
And people think, the thing is, his beats has evolved. I mean, see, I guess it's different because I'm a producer.
Okay.
I make beats, right? So
right.
I hear his stuff when he did, like, Work the Angles.
Right.
And the original stuff.
Like, ABB Records.
Yeah. Dude, when those are literally just loops and drums. Yeah. Like, because I know it's straight loops and drums.
Yeah.
Now, I listen to his beats now. Dude, you really got to listen in. It sounds like the loops and drums, but you listen really good. There's so many intricate change-ups. Like, it's kind of mind-blowing. That's what kind of got me first. Because he's not the most technical writer.
No, he's not.
Right?
He's like, we've always called Dilated People as the West Coast gang star.
Yeah.
Because it's always that melodic, right. Very slow. And then he comes out.
Steady.
So as far as a lyricist, he ain't the top notch.
He's got some witty stuff. Though.
He's got a great voice.
Great voice. He has some witty lines, though. He got some lines.
He's got delivery.
Yeah, it's a
manly rap.
Right.
It's like a grown man rap. Like I talk about soft people, soft guys, little this, little that. This guy is a man.
But you know what the funny part is in Hawaii, maybe not the millennials, but in the mainland, there's a lot of millennials that like Evidence. But I'm just talking about the mainland, you know.
There's more people in the mainland, yeah. more niche.
Like, I'm sure our guest, Erica, probably like that with the peoples.
Erica knows who that is.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just, you got to look at it. We're in July.
Yeah.
We have a million people at best here.
Right.
Maybe less than 50,000 are going to be hip-hop guys. Maybe less than 30,000. I mean, we go to shows at Republic, man, and there's 40 guys. We go to Blackalicious, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Living Legends, bunch of Hollies that are drunk, that could care less what was on the stage.
Hollies, bro. Come to the hip-hop.
Because Hollies, they go, because they're open. They have to go out.
That's true.
They go drink.
That's what I was going to say.
Hollies go out.
The Hollies, bro, they like underground hip-hop, yeah. Good hip-hop.
Right.
Because why? They're open-minded.
That's it. They like to go because they like to dance and they're no shame. They like make any kind. They're okay making A.
That's true.
Right. So that's what you have. So then okay. So you go into like something like Amigos, which is like that's the club style right now in the club in right. Dance clubs. I surveyed people for the past couple of days about this. Okay. And I made sure that they were under 30.
Right.
And I asked them, "What do you think of the new Migos album?"
Okay.
Because they all know what it was.
Of course.
Guess what they all said? It was hot. They loved it.
I am very understandable.
And it is that is just the sign of the times. We don't need to disagree, agree, whatever.
Yeah.
But that is what it is in 2018. It's not going to be some SP1200 beat. It ain't going to be. It's. I'm sorry. That's what it is. You know, it's the 90s hip hop aren't coming back, guys.
Yeah, it's not.
Because you know why? It's 2018.
And people always think that it's like, I'm about that, but I'm not about that.
I know you're not.
I want to hear
progression.
An 18-year-old kid sound like an 18-year-old kid in 2018.
Yeah.
He might have influenced a boom bap. He might not. Who cares, bro?
Right.
I had the 90s already. I'm good.
I don't want to hear 90s hip-hop because I lived it. Yes, yeah. Exactly. We heard it in the 90s.
But if they feel like it should draw off of certain aspects, aesthetics of that era,
yeah.
So be it.
Right.
But be yourself, kids. Do what you got to do. But like we say, like, if you're whack, you're whack. Yeah. You know, like, there's got to be some kind of scale.
You've got to be whack or whack, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you're like, I'm going for that mainstream,
go all
I'm going
in.
For that Migos. I'm going for that, you know? Yes. Chase. Then do what you got to do.
Go all in.
But don't ask me my opinion. Yeah. But if you ask me an opinion coming from a view of, do you think this would make it into the mainstream? Do you think this could make it national?
Right.
Do you think this could... And then I would come with a different view.
Right.
If you ask me if it's good or not,
correct.
Don't be so general.
Correct.
The people I'm not here, you need to specifically put your question towards what you want from the opinion.
You look at creativity or you look at what's going to sell. Creativity and what sells never really get together.
Yeah, they don't talk.
They don't hang out.
They don't hang out. They're not at the bars. They're not having Valentine's Day.
That's the point.
No flowers
yes.
are exchanged.
Not at all. Not at all.
Sad.
But that's how, okay, we go back to the late 90s again when Puff Daddy emerged.
Yeah.
And Puff Daddy was taking samples of very classic beats that we was like, oh, so cheap. He's just taking the beat. It's so easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And guess what everybody else did? They all did their own thing to follow along.
Yeah.
Everybody sounded the same.
Right.
Because they're all trying to make money off the Puff Daddy style.
Right.
Everybody did it. Jadakiss, MC Light, all those guys.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Migos is just at the forefront. You got Migos, Drake. That's your top two guys, right?
It's so, yeah.
Right?
Sprinkles a couple littles here and there.
Maybe you got the littles. Then you got 2 Chainz still up there, relevant.
Migos and Drake is pretty much...
That's your spectrum, right?
Big Sean somewhere in there.
Big Sean probably still in there. You got maybe Gambino still in there.
Yeah.
But you look at all of their music, it's all along the side. It's like a two-step type of beat. Yeah. There's nothing that's a straightforward hip-hop beat.
Yeah, Drake got the formula.
He's got the great formula.
A new album or whatever, a couple of tracks on the radio.
Right, exactly.
Dude, shoot, consistently Drake.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, that's Drake, dude.
He covers all facets. He sings, so the girls into it. He raps over like a real hard-edged beat.
Yeah.
Get those guys. He'll get guests that are going to be relevant to what's going on. Right. He'll talk about the old school.
Yeah.
He'll talk about old hip hop guys.
That's why old heads like him.
Correct. He's the smart guy.
Yeah, but he made the song after Wu-Tang.
Exactly.
Oh, but he Twittered them too.
Exactly. Exactly. You got to play the game right.
Yeah. He got the formula. Right. He has the key, Rob.
Right.
The key to making money.
So either you're in this hip-hop game to be passionate because you love creativity,
exactly,
or you're all in, let's make some money.
There's only two routes you can go.
That's it.
Migos for evidence.
That's it.
Very few times in a crossover like a Kendrick. Right?
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Very rare.
Very rare. Creativity and money. Because I heard that Be Humble song everywhere.
Yeah.
I used it in view. Because I knew it was the time where they shook hands, creativity, and right. Meet you like, hey, what's up, Ryan? That's why I use
Young. Look at somebody, okay, let's go with this. I think he's overrated, but Eminem.
Oh, let me talk about
him. We talked about him. He became successful because he took the multiple of the creativity of his battle rhyming,
right,
put it over the kiddie beats,
yeah,
make it sound like a package, right, and that's the package. And there's Dre is a smart guy.
Helps that he's white, too.
Helps that he's white, too, yeah, exactly. 50 Cent did the same thing.
Yeah.
50 Cent, people thought that guy was a great New York rhymer. You just put him over the commercial beats,
oh, yeah,
off you go.
Yeah, because how many mixtapes he had before he got famous?
Exactly. Millions. It's the same damn thing. So I'm just tired of like, I'm tired of being old. I'm tired of being like, we're old people. And because I don't want to be, I get it, we're going to age, but I don't want to be that old guy.
Right.
When I was 20, when I was 15, I didn't want to be like an old mindset thinking.
Right.
And that's what we've become.
Yeah, that's what we become.
You become old people who are like, in my day, we liked it. I don't give a damn, okay?
I always try to give like good sides of it. Like I said, I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
The sides of it. This is whack.
Yeah.
But this is a hit on the radio.
Correct. You need to look at it from all angles.
And people are like, No. I've been saying this for years. Now it's 5.0.
Right.
I don't want to hear you guys rapping over a freaking Milk Bone beat anymore.
Right.
Have your friends go make you a Milk Bone beat.
You posted the Migos thing about, you listen to Migos with total trash. No, I get
trash,
it. It's trash.
For me, coming from me.
Exactly.
But if someone asks me, though, what do you think about it being on the radio? What do you think about it being like play on the X Games?
No problem.
Heck yeah, bro. These guys will make plenty of money. They will be in the club. They get all the drugs, all the any kind. Okay.
Here's the thing too, yeah. People are like, why are they playing all this crap on the radio? The radio's always played crap.
Yeah.
When has the radio not played crap?
I stopped that fight a long time ago. Every now and then I'll spark it up in my head. I'm going to stop, Kevin. It's a losing battle, bro.
It's guys that got in the game late.
F the radio.
It's always been F the radio.
Let it just be what it is.
Radio died with Radio Free Hawaii.
And radio's dead, people. I wouldn't even trip off the radio.
Yeah, who cares?
Radio is so late to the game, I wouldn't even market your music for the radio.
No.
The radio is pulling everything off of the YouTubes, off the SoundClouds,
right,
waiting for that to get hot,
on right,
digital downloads and streams, before it even hits the radio. Right. Radios and DJs no longer break records.
Right.
This is industry talk.
It's straight up, when you turn on the radio, you're just going to hear hits.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
That's how it's always
been.
But that
hit's been out on SoundCloud 6 months before that.
Well, right, but YouTube, just for Joe Blow.
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna, or like some hip hop guy is gonna be like, how come they're not playing the evidence on the radio? They will never play the evidence on the radio. We have another missile alert, they won't play another evidence on the radio. Evidence will never be played on mainstream radio. I'm sorry.
Evidence on K2H?
Okay. K2H is a whole other thing. 102.7, if Radio Free Hawaii was still in the air, yes, they'd probably play evidence.
Probably
and we vote and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna happen. 102.7, the bomb gonna play garbage, they're gonna play garbage to Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
104.3, all of them, all right? It's just how it is. It's business.
Yeah. So young kids out there, my tip to you, and it's never going to change. The radio is a lost cause. Do not waste your resources on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, well, that let's go with the final review.
Final review, Migos.
Okay, ratings. Let's go with the ratings. Okay.
Migos.
What do you give it?
One mic.
Yeah, okay.
One mic only because they're going to make money. It's good for millennials that have closed off any creativity.
Okay.
And they're doing their thing. That is the music that is made for the radio.
Okay.
So, shout out Migos.
Okay. Migos album.
Put it this way. Migos will come to Hawaii. They'll walk by Light Sleepers. They'll go into Truist.
Truist, yeah.
They'll buy shoes, take picture.
Yeah.
And they'll walk right past Light Sleepers.
Yeah.
That's Migos album to you. So, give them one mic.
What if Migos walked in? Then what would you do? Oh, what would you do there?
I always tell people this. There's a difference between people who they are and who they really are.
Okay.
Because what? If you spend, like I mean, forever. If you finally go start getting active in DJing and spend all that club stuff,
yeah.
I'm not going to say F Aaron. I don't like Zach Morris anymore. No. Because you're doing your job, dude. Right?
Right.
It's like, when you do the podcast, like, yeah, I do it, bro, whatever.
Right.
So I think, like, as like that, Migos, dude, I might not like the music, but if they come in, hit, send, respect, bro. You guys are artists. You guys know what you're doing.
All it is respect.
You're not stupid. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
They see the money is getting made, so they're making the money.
Yeah.
So they come in here, I'm not going to be like, get out of here, F you, your music's whack. Nah.
Right, dude. That'd be so stupid.
If they ask me, I will tell them the truth. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that's not for me, dude. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as people, as long as they're good people, right?
Right.
Fine, bro.
That's
and
it.
And that's the thing is, with me, even though I always represent the underground, I have a lot of friends in the mainstream.
Yeah.
But because we have that understanding where it's like...
That's all it is.
It's like, as a person, me, Jimmy Taco, bro, we good people.
Human beings.
Good friends, bro. Yeah. Sometimes he plays stuff I don't want to hear.
Right.
Right? But that's his job.
It's his job.
So what am I going to do?
Compose,
bro?
Jimmy Taco.
Compose, yeah.
Freeze.
Exactly.
Drama, go down the line. They're all good people.
Would I play anything composed plays? Probably. Technique? 90% not. But he's still my homie.
But it doesn't matter because it's human.
How you guys doing? You guys Migos? I would take a picture.
Yeah.
I'll be like, bro, what's
be
up?
Great.
How you guys doing?
That'll get 1,000 likes,
man. Help me anything. Right? I'll treat you professionally, man.
Right.
You didn't do nothing.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be totally fine.
Evidence, you walk by, you better come in my shop.
Can you imagine if Migos walked in and Evidence did not? Wow.
Go.
Wow.
It's like DJ Del.
Hip hop, photo plug. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Migos rating. Okay, I gotta give you this. One mic. All right.
Me,
here we go. I gotta look at it like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Creativity, half a mic.
Okay.
On the fact that it will bang out and it's a hot album for the demographic that it's shooting for.
Yes.
Four mics. So you take four mics, you take half a mic. What do you get out of that?
3.5 mics.
In my, no, I'm gonna give it 2. I'm going to give it 2.
Chinese Kahala, man. 2.
2 mics.
All right, that's
fair. 2 mics. Okay, Evidence album. Rating.
Evidence rating, bro. Okay, Beats is hot.
Okay.
Dude, you got this? I mean, okay, Beats is hot, bro. That's a... it's a picky 4 for the Beats. 3.85, bro. Beats. 4 beats. Ryan's Evidence is steady, man. You know what I mean? He has some great punchlines. His flow is smooth, like you said, you know, West Coast gangster.
Yeah.
3 mics. So I think it's a 3.5.
3.5?
3.5, but solid.
I give it 3.5. Yeah. Solid. I agree. 3.5, right? I give it 3.5 for all the juice. I agree on all that, all those points.
Some of the cameos, I don't know, man. Slug, dude. You might do, but. Whew.
Yo, Defari. Defari sounded like he was kind of jacked.
Yeah, he did.
Defari didn't sound like the Defari of usual.
Slug's, I don't know, man.
Slug was kind of waste time.
It's kind of waste time. It's hard to be saying that, man. Slug's content. I don't know, man.
He it's needs to waste go time.
Cut his wrist. He needs to get single. He needs to go
depression
get depressed.
Creates cash, bro.
It does.
Depression creates cash.
But anyway, so 3.5 mics for Ev. And 1 mic for me. Migos.
Oh, I'm giving 2 mics for the Migos.
2 mics for the Migos.
Because I know a lot of people love that album.
Oh, yeah. No, kids like it.
They say it's better than the first Migos album.
Wow. Wow.
They said it's better than the first.
Well,
this is, I'm telling you, that's why we do this show. We're trying to open up the minds of different people.
People say it's better than the first album.
Yes. This is the people in society today, everyone, okay? It's not all of us listening to J. Rita Damager, all right?
So,
there's people out in the world. That is a perfect segue.
There you go, perfect.
People in the world saying it's better than the first.
I can't say anything on that.
I didn't even really hear the first one, so I don't know.
Wow, if that one is better than the first one, I don't want to hear the first one. And on that note, thank you to our guests.
Yes, thank you to everyone. Thank you to Erica. Jara. Thank you to Just Jara. Yeah. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
That's right.
Love is in the air.
Yep.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 4.
I don't know already.
Love.
Two mics.
Two mics.
That's all I got. I don't know. We haven't decided on what the name of the show is. Shout out to Square Barrels, by the way.
Yeah,
shout out to Square Barrels. Shout out to Earl Kai McKee.
I need a burger after this, bro.
We need to get the Wagyu burger.
I need the Wagyu.
I need to wag off right now. But what better way to do it? With the Wagyu burger, legit burger.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the name of the show is. What is the name of the show?
Season 7, Episode 4. L-O-V-E.
Love it or leave it, bro.
Yeah, love it or leave it alone.
There you go.
There you go. Brand new beer. Old heads.
Old fucks. Shut it down.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.